President and the Prime Minister.
It's rock and roll diplomacy.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Osama bin Laden is back with a new message. In a recording posted along with a photo of himself on an Islamist website, bin Laden is full of praise for Abu Zarqawi, the late leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. With reaction live, CBS News correspondent Dan Ravee.
Notice, Nick, that for the fourth time this year, we have an audio message from Osama bin Laden, but he's not in front of a camera. Perhaps he had plastic surgery, says terror analyst MJ Gohel.
It does raise the suspicion he's changed his appearance.
He sounds healthy, but former FBI analyst Christopher Whitcomb, now a CBS News consultant, isn't impressed.
It is very easy for him to put together an audio tape, send it through couriers to a media outlet that can make a statement around the world.
It doesn't mean bin Laden in hiding has the power to wage war. In fact, by praising the dead Iraqi insurgent, bin Laden's trying to share some of Zarqawi's fame. Live in Washington, Dan Ravee, CBS News.
Well, in the east, surging rivers and streams are finally beginning to recede. But for Judy Morris in Trenton, New Jersey, it's too late. For the third time in 2 years, her home has been flooded.
As soon as I turned the corner, I just cried again. It's like something that you just never get used to.
CBS's Lou Miliano is in Delaware Water Gap, Pennsylvania.
This flat-bottom boat with about a half dozen folks in it trying to get through the neighborhood, trying to check out their properties. The water's to the top of the front door of every one of these houses. Essentially, the first floor of everything is flooded. I'm with Howard Ike, looking for his house.
A lot of these people got to pay for this themselves.
Like a no flood insurance ring?
Yeah, the diner. It's too expensive for them.
This is known as a 100-year floodplain with two floods over the last 2 years. A lot of these folks figure they wouldn't need flood insurance. They figured wrong. Limeliano, CBS News, Delaware Water Gap, Pennsylvania.
A day after the Supreme Court's dramatic ruling against the president and his military tribunals at Guantanamo, what's next? We're live with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Now that the court has ruled that President Bush's plan violates U.S. law and the Geneva Conventions,
for the White House, the ruling means the lawyers and the politicians have to come up with Plan B.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Several justices say Congress might be able to give the president what he wants, and that's where the White House is heading. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter already has introduced a bill,
which I believe will satisfy the requirements of the Supreme Court,
authorizing tribunals with appropriate due process procedures. After the court's rebuke, the White House is in no mood to be rejected by another branch of the government. Counselor Dan Bartlett warns lawmakers if they oppose the president here, they could be portrayed as favoring the release of terrorists. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, millions of people are looking forward to a four-day Independence Day weekend, and that means travel. But as Ron Dewey reports from Detroit, higher gas prices may mean shorter trips.
Outside the city, Leon Serling's campground will be full this weekend, but says more and more local campers are looking for spots.
I think a lot of people that used to go up north are biding their time and staying closer.
Those who make the trip will break the bank to fill the tank.
No, you don't spend quite as much frivolously.
While cross-country campers will have to settle for shorter journeys.
We were going to go for 3 months. Changed our mind. $3 a gallon. What are you going to do?
Ron Dewey, CBS News, Detroit.
Many Americans will be taking to the air over the holiday weekend. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Cathan. And Steve, this is an unusually safe period for airline travel.
Right, Nick. No fatal air crashes on U.S. airlines since November 2001, a four-and-a-half-year stretch that's the longest in modern aviation. And many experts are crediting the Enhanced Ground Proximity Warning System. It's a high-tech device that alerts crews to unexpected terrain or water. But there are other factors, too, says air safety expert John Enders.
It's a combination of technological aids as well as an increasing awareness of the risks involved.
Reporting live, Steve Cathan, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Doug Olipro with an AM 760 local news update. Light up one last time. At midnight tonight, the statewide smoking ban goes into effect. No cigarettes in bars, restaurants, or indoor workplaces. The only exceptions, casinos, cigar bars, and the smoking lounge at DIA. Smokers can also enjoy their tobacco on outdoor patios. A lot of businesses expect those patios to be packed, and those without an outdoor area expect to lose a lot of customers. But workers say they'll give up some of those tips to keep their health. The fire danger is still high as we approach the long 4th of July weekend. Larry Helmrich with the Rocky Mountain Coordination Center has the forecast.
We're looking at basically dry conditions on the western side of the state, moderating on the eastern side. Our forecast has basically a lot of hot and dry weather across the divide, looking for some thunderstorm activity, which could prove some problems for us.
Elmerich says so far 76,000 acres have burned across Colorado this year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Doug Lutra. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, Doug. We're off to a great start this morning. No major highway slowdowns to warn you about as of yet. It's going to be a nice light drive into work. Lots of us have the day off, and that means a lighter than usual rush hour drive, and hopefully we will remain accident and stall-free like we are right now. Eastbounders across I-70 are experiencing just a bit of sun glare. We also have a hazy conditions along I-70 as you make your way into the sun, so that will slow you down just a bit. But outside of that, we're off to a great start. Today's forecast calls for high...
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Serious topics to talk about today, and we're going to do that. We need to talk about the Supreme Court decision, which has blocked George W. Bush from his imperialistic ways, at least for the moment. Also, I want to tip you to a fine, wonderful documentary that you absolutely have to see that I've been hearing about from many of you and in various progressive places I hang out, including university. And one of the things that I heard was about this documentary called Why We Fight by Eugene Jarecki. We're trying to get him. I don't know whether we'll get him in time for my stint filling in, but I'm really hoping we do, because this documentary is just, I mean, when you hear Dwight D. Eisenhower's sobering words, his farewell address, and I was listening because I haven't heard, you know, we all know that he coined the term military-industrial complex, and it just seems to me, listening to him, and because what he did, that phrase was coined, in for those of you who may be like me, too young to remember his farewell address in 1961 and what he said, so seeing it in context and hearing it live for the first sort of live on a documentary for the first time, it was really shocking to me to see him talk so openly and so honestly with the American people. And I thought, it has been so long since we've had presidents who actually told, you know, a modicum of truth. You know, who warned us, who were warning us about true things, things that you hit you in the bone marrow. And his frank Kansan, but not talking down to us either, because he was a pretty smart man, Dwight Eisenhower, I think, and maybe not the smartest of all time presidents, but, you know, very, and certainly he said that he was afraid of the day when a president would sit in his chair who did not understand or had not served in the military. And you listen to that, and it breaks your heart. You can literally hear it shattering. I was watching it last night before I went to bed, and it just hearing his sober words and thinking about how far my country has traveled in my lifetime down the chute of being a war-making, war-mongering machinery. That's what we're facing with this Guantanamo decision. The reason that the Supreme Court, despite the fact that Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, announcing from the bench for the first time in his sad-ass history on the court, and Samuel Alito in his maiden voyage in a technical aside, basically they're all saying, oh, no, the president is king. Thank you. Let's all curve our pinkies and salute the monarchy. We don't have a monarchy. We have a constitutional republic. And to listen to those, I know Scalia is allegedly a smart mind, but I read these things and I'm like, wait, what? You know, and I'm no legal scholar, but to me the common sense view is you cannot do an end run around our Constitution. You can't just skip the Congress. Hi, excuse me, I'm just going to skip the Congress. I'm going to ignore what they have to say. I'm just going to hold people in perpetuity in Guantanamo Bay, not give them any rights, abrogate the Geneva Conventions, which they brought in, and that's one thing we're going to ask Ken Good of the Center of American Progress today about what that means, because we need to know what that means. We need to understand what it is that the court is telling us. They're basically rebuking, slapping the Bush administration and saying, you overstepped your authority. You can't order military war crimes trials for Guantanamo Bay detainees. It's a rebuke. You cannot fight aggressive anti-terror policies in this manner and forget our Constitution and forget our history. Justice John Paul Stevens, long may he live. I know he is. He 86? I think he is. Please, please, please. I don't care what it takes to keep him alive, and I don't even want to think about pumps in regard to this Supreme Court justice. But whatever it takes to keep him alive, please, please. We need a legal mind who will stand up to the presidents of the United States and these yahoos who are, you know, the Eisenhower family cooperated with this Why We Fight documentary. And it is so moving to hear Susan and John Eisenhower talk and read the words of their father, warning us to preserve our Constitution, that even though we have to have a permanent war machinery, maybe in the wake of World War II, we cannot let it control us. And then watching this woman talk about the payloads that they dropped on Iraq, this lovely small Asian woman say, well, you know, people usually think it's really odd that I work on bombs, you know, and she works in Maryland in an arms factory. And I'm thinking, I don't know how many war people work directly in war machinery now, but it's certainly more than the 3.5 million that Eisenhower warned us about. So thinking about how much we have gone down this road and how much we have traveled in terms of leaving behind our rights. The case focused on Salim Ahmed Hamdan, a Yemeni who allegedly worked as a bodyguard and driver for Osama bin Laden. He is 36. He has spent 4 years in Guantanamo in Cuba. He faces a single count, just one count, of conspiring against U.S. citizens from 1996 to November 2001. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court rejected the Bush claim to seize, they have the authority to seize and detain terrorism suspects and indefinitely deny them access to courts and lawyers. This is a follow-up case, and I'm checking in with the DenverPost.com AP article. They focused solely on the issue of trials for some of the men. It was split 5-3, the moderate Kennedy joining the court's liberal members and ruling against the Bush administration. John Roberts had to sit out, or it would have been 5-4, because he ruled in favor of the president when he was on the appeals court as a judge before he was nominated to the Supreme Court and confirmed as Chief Justice. So it is, but it is frightening. These guys are so amazing in terms of the, I'm reading currently the new Jane Mayer article in the New Yorker, which is a searing look at Dick Cheney's favorite assistant, who has basically, I'm blanking on his name, I'll look it up, Addington, who has led us down this path to basically just willy-nilly ignore the Constitution, forget it, throw it out, who cares, who needs a Constitution, really, anyway. So at 6:19, we're going to be checking in with Ken Good, the Associate Director of International Rights and Responsibilities Program at the Center for American Progress, about this Supreme Court ruling that military tribunals for terrorist suspects do not comply with Geneva Conventions and do not apply with us either. So talk about it. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart sitting in for J. Marvin. Fill in his shoes along with John Turk back in studio. Enjoy. 303-713-7600. It's going to be a scorcher, but cool off and come on in here and talk over.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Truck, this Independence Day weekend, Rocky's Autos will be open. You can stop by Rocky's either Saturday the 1st, Monday the 3rd, and even Tuesday the 4th of July. And don't forget about Rocky's summer hours. If you show up by 9, everything will be fine. They'll take time to take care of you. Avoid the 90-degree heat and shop late. You won't miss a thing with Rocky's Vegas-style canopy lights, and they'll take care of you. And make sure you're plenty cool with some cool deals, too. And don't forget about their matching down incentive still going on out of Rocky's Autos. Rocky celebrates Independence Day with another year of their own independence of being family-owned and operated since 1982. And you don't get that way unless you've got tons of happy customers. It's still a great time to take advantage of Rocky's matching down incentive program. So get on out to Rocky's, 63rd and Federal.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip for two to the Riu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining me on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. What are we talking about? Ah, Gitmo. Guantanamo Bay. Just how far can the president go? Well, the Supreme Court yesterday told him to take 2 steps back. And mentioned international law. We're going to talk to Ken Goode coming up and get some more expert advice, but I want to talk among ourselves, too, because this is our country. This is our country, and we need to be concerned about this. There was a series on NPR all this week about torture, too, and we're going to weave that in because that's part of what figures into this. That's part of what's going on here. You can't hold people into perpetuity in the United States of America and never charge them and always keep them incarcerated. I know some of them are dangerous. Figure it out better than this. We deserve better. I don't care so much about them. I care about us. I care about our souls. That's what I care about. Chad in Arvada. Although they're human beings, too, and some of them aren't even have been let go because there wasn't enough evidence against them for anything. We haven't even gotten there yet. Hi, Chad. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to point out something, that every one of our prisoners that have captured by the other side have come back dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is
Actually, that's not true. A couple of soldiers were released. But, yeah, okay, most of them have been dead. I agree.
Yes, I mean, if they capture our soldiers, they're making movies on the Internet sawing their heads off.
Do you want to live in a country where we behave like barbarians?
No,
do you want to abrogate our Constitution because jerks do? Because
no,
evildoers
well,
do?
Let
do
me you ask you a question, Aaron.
Yep.
Are the people we fighting, are the people that we are fighting, are they evil?
You know, most people who murder, rape, steal, behead people are evil. So, you know, I don't know what you're saying that we should that
I
somehow
think this is
it's
a great
okay
decision
to
by the Supreme Court.
That
you
it's
know
okay
why?
To ignore
great,
wait, let me just finish my question to you. It's okay to ignore is your point that it's okay to ignore our Constitution when we're confronted by evil because Hitler was evil and we managed not to abrogate our Constitution?
Well, I think this is great because now the United States Congress will vote on it, and we'll get to see how Democrats vote on this. This will be in the United States Congress, and this will be another issue for the American people to say, this again, Democrats are weak on national defense. Mm. Look how they vote on this. This
so,
is a great opportunity.
So what's your
we'll
point?
To see. My
so,
point is, I like
what
this
do you want?
Do
you want to be able to
Congress,
torture them? Do you want to be able to pull their fingernails
no,
out? Do you
want
to be able to stick needles under
Congress
there?
I want Congress to vote on it, and I'll make my decision on who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
Congress
what?
Will get to vote on this.
Excuse me, Chad. Let me ask you a question because you need to think these over if you're, rather than just boneheaded go, George Bush is okay, I love him, I worship him, he
no,
is
no,
fine.
I didn't say that. Aaron, I did not say that.
All right,
I think this is a defeat for George Bush, but it's also a victory for Republicans because now,
I doubt
when they
it.
Come back in July, we're going to get to see who votes.
Yeah, you're
going
to try to paint it in the okey-dokey
no,
simplistic way once again. Look, Republican
look
judges... Republican judges voted against George Bush, too. Just take a deep
exactly.
breath. Because some people, unlike David Addington and others in the Bush administration, actually understand the Constitution. So here's my question to you. Just how much is okay? Just how long can you get? Are we going to keep Guantanamo open in perpetuity? Are you going to keep people under arrest with no charges, no ability to see lawyers, no ability to do any of that stuff for eons? Is that your idea of a just and country that people would want to emulate? How do you smite people with democracy if you don't obey it yourself?
I just send them all over to Afghanistan, all those prisoners, turn them over to the Afghanistan government and put them in their prisons. They'll be squealing. That's what I do. Send them to Syria to prison.
Well, you know what? The problem is those countries don't necessarily want to take them back.
Well,
and,
that's
and those
fine.
Countries,
they'll take care of their sewage.
And
they'll take
countries,
care of their sewage.
But those countries, I'm glad you think of human beings.
Well, I do.
What
I,
somebody,
I view these people as sewage.
A couple of people.
You don't. That's the difference
what
between
couple,
the right and the left.
No, I don't think of any. You know what? I don't think of any human beings
as sewage.
You
just said they were evil a minute
ago.
What's worse? Sewage
or
evil?
I think they're bad people, and I think they're good people.
You
but no, I don't
people.
Think of any living being as sewage. Thank you
but
so
you
much.
Said
I don't.
They were
and I'm proud of it, actually. I'm very glad I don't do that, Chad, because to do so otherwise is to be them. To do so is to be them. I think it's Todd in Everett or Tom in Evergreen. There we go. Sorry. That was a good guess. Tom in Evergreen, welcome.
Hey, Aaron. Yeah, you got that right. I had to call in when I heard that last caller. He's trying to make a comparison between the way Al-Qaeda or the insurgents in Iraq handle our combatants when they capture them compared to how we handle their combatants. But the problem with that is we don't even know who these guys at Guantanamo are. We don't know if they're combatants.
A couple of them were 13 and 14 and 15. Were they human sewage? The guys who have gone home to Britain claim there's a new movie out about them. I forget the name of it, but there's a new movie reenacting what they went through with live interviews with them. And they're all saying, we didn't do anything.
Exactly. I mean, it's so ridiculous. These guys, 10 out of 700 have been charged with something.
10 out of 700.
Good 10 point. Out of 700, according to the New York Times. This is so against what this country stands for. And for somebody like your last caller, who is drinking too much of the Republican Kool-Aid, obviously, to call in and try to make a comparison, the comparison doesn't hold up. Because we don't know that these guys are Al-Qaeda soldiers. You know, the people that have been murdered by Al-Qaeda are you know, proud American soldiers, for sure. But some of these guys that we're holding at Guantanamo, as you just said, are civilians who just got caught up in the fray. And there's evidence to support that.
Yeah,
so,
like this driver who apparently, you know, okay, he was driving for Osama bin Laden, but did he do anything else? I don't know. You know, he may have. And if he did, he should pay for it. He should be tried and convicted. See, here's my problem with this. Part of the reason they don't want to do this is because they've tortured them. And they know that. And they don't want to have that come out in court. They don't want to have it ruin their case. And that's part of the problem. The simple way to solve this, obey the Geneva Conventions in the first place.
Give these people a trial. If they're guilty, then fine. Let's throw them in jail. But if they're not, for God's sake, we got to let them go.
Thanks. 6:30, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7601.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Darr, CC DeVille, Ricky Wright. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys in Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
This week we're not doing legal math. We're focusing on punitive damages and drunk drivers. Car crashes by drunk drivers are usually the worst. They're also treated differently by the insurance company behind that drunk driver. Much differently. Here's what the insurance company will never tell you. Punitive damages can be assessed against drunk drivers. Punitive damages usually drive the regular damages. Punitive damages are not available in every car crash. They are available against drunk drivers who injure people. They won't tell you, but I will. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You've heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Not true this time. What you do know about punitive damages will help you. What you don't know will hurt you. Look, don't get hurt in the crash and then hurt again on the insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Consumer lawyers with a history and an attitude. Bell & Pollock is a member of Tom Martino's exclusive list at troubleshooter.com.
100-1180. People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. I'll be with you on Monday and Tuesday as well to welcome in our independents, and I can't think of a better way to talk about our independents than to celebrate the fact that we have a third branch of government. The Supreme Court, which has stopped the Bush administration in its tracks, at least for now, saying it exceeded its authority to create tribunals for terrorism suspects and that it falls short of legal protections that Congress has traditionally required in military courts, and that it also violated both American law, the military, U.S. Military Code of Justice, and the military's obligations under the Geneva Conventions. That's from the New York Times today. Ken Goode is Associate Director of the International Rights and Responsibility Program at the Center for American Progress. And at the center, he authored the report, After Guantanamo, The Way Forward. So I can't think of a better person to talk to this morning about how the United States could close Guantanamo Bay Prison and bring terrorist suspects there to justice. Thank you for joining us this morning, Ken Goode. I welcome you and thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this decision is already being, I've already had a call from a right-winger this morning. We've only been on the air a half hour, and they're already railing. Here's the talk, and I'm sure you've heard the talking point, which is, it's okay, who cares? We'll embarrass the Democrats. We'll make them vote on letting terrorists go, and we're going to go ahead and torture them and incarcerate them in perpetuity anyway because the Congress will pass that law.
Well, I think, we've all heard that before, and now, after this great ruling from the Supreme Court, Democrats have a lot to back them up. It's quite clear that the Supreme Court has told the president that you are not, cannot operate outside the law, even in time of war, and that there are fundamental principles of American and international justice that any American administration must live up to. And even if the Congress wants to pass a law that would codify the military tribunals just as they were outlined by the Bush administration, the Supreme Court has said quite clearly that that would still not be good enough. The procedures of the tribunals deviate so greatly from the Uniform Code of Military Justice that Congress has already passed that lays out a very strict system for military courts-martial. And Congress cannot deviate from that and have the procedures of the tribunals be lawful.
But they're already making, even though the president issued the caveat that he had only had a drive-by briefing, he's saying that they were going to ask Congress to create some sort of tribunal to be able to hold people to account, close quote. And Tony Snow further elucidated it, saying judicial proceedings are the equivalent judicial proceedings such as military commissions, perhaps courts-martial. I know that's the correct way to say it. I always just want to add an S to the martial, too. Will they, because Arlen Specter's already sounding like he'll give the president at least some of what he wants, but what can they come up with that would obey our Constitution? And it was interesting for me to see the Supreme Court also bring in the mention of the Geneva Conventions. Is that key here?
It is key. I think all the talk from the administration yesterday about, Congress stepping in or we're going to want to work with Congress, it is 4.5 years too late. It would have been nice if they had taken that attitude in November 2001 when out of Vice President Cheney's legal advisor's office came this edict to establish a separate set of military courts outside of our traditional judicial process. I hold the view that if Congress wants to get involved, that's fantastic. Congress has been on the sidelines for much of this war effort. In many instances, I would have been trepidatious about having this Congress get involved.
Me too.
Except the Supreme Court has given them a guidebook, a complete blueprint for how to make this work and how to make it work legally. It would seem to me to be very difficult for the Congress now to, in light of this ruling, to put together a system of military commissions that once again violates the principles of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And then getting to your point about the Geneva Convention, that I think is the most stunning aspect of this ruling in light of the Bush administration's philosophy for fighting the war on terrorism. They have said from the very beginning that this is a new kind of war and it requires new rules, and the old rules are, to quote our current Attorney General, quaint and obsolete. But the Supreme Court, in a stinging rebuke today, yesterday, came out and told the administration that no, they aren't that obsolete after all, and that there are certain minimum standards that any government, that any country, especially the United States, must follow as it prosecutes any war. And now Congress can't deviate from that. The administration can't deviate from that. And so it was a great day for the Supreme Court, a great day for the American people, and a great day for the rule of law.
Yeah, God bless Justice Stevens, and long may he wave. But on the other hand, you know, there are very conservative, certainly John Roberts had to recuse himself because of his prior decision on the appeals court, but the you know, the court still has those three very conservative who basically were saying, I thought they were ruling, it sounded like they were ruling, well, we're really in favor of the divine right of kings. But I guess Justice Stevens, you're right, dwelt at length in ways that the military tribunals lack of protections to afford the defendants in terms of this. And he said, nothing, and I'm quoting, nothing in the record before us demonstrates that it would be impracticable to apply court-martial rules in this case. Now, I'm not a military member, nor am I a lawyer. So my question to you as a layperson, Ken Goode, of the Center for American Progress, is, what do we do in terms of how does the military code of justice treat these defendants? How would they be brought to justice?
Well, here we have several options now. The Supreme Court has perhaps given us the easiest and most expedient choice, which is to establish some sort of court-martial process for some of the detainees at Guantanamo. I think it's important to remember that this particular ruling only had an impact on 10 of the more than 450 detainees that were
at Guantanamo. The 10 who have been charged.
The 10 who have been charged.
Right.
Now, those processes had been suspended during as the legal challenge to the military commissions wound through the Supreme Court. But even had it been approved yesterday by the Supreme Court, we're talking about a maximum of 50 or 75 of the people at Guantanamo would actually be possible to be charged in a military tribunal.
Yeah, because they're talking about letting like 100 of them go and repatriating another 100 or so. So, you know, that lessens the number quite a bit.
It does. But there are significant obstacles to doing that. The administration, given the way it's gone about Guantanamo, is not receiving very much cooperation from our allies.
No.
Not surprisingly, perhaps. But they've identified these people as the worst of the worst, at least publicly. We now know from the transcripts of some of the smaller, lesser tribunals that have been going on at Guantanamo that many of these individuals are not accused of any hostile activity, and many of them are completely innocent. But it doesn't, that's beside the point for a lot of the other governments around the world, because they've been identified now as potential terrorist suspects, and many of the countries that have large numbers of detainees at Guantanamo simply don't want them back. So it's very difficult for us to find homes for them there. For the case that's the most famous probably is the 15 Chinese Uyghurs who have been found to be completely innocent of any activity that would be hostile towards any government except for the Chinese government.
Right.
And they can't be released. There are five of them that I believe that they've sent to Albania, but no other country in the world, and including the United States, will take them. So now they're languishing at Guantanamo with no prospect of anything. And then there is a much larger group that's already slated to go to Afghanistan. We have an agreement with the Afghan government. We're in the process of building a new prison there. And hopefully within the next year or so, 120 or 125 of those detainees will be transferred back to Afghanistan.
Now,
but then the question is, what do you do with the people who are completely innocent? The Bush administration is very reluctant to release these people.
Is that because they've been tortured?
Well, in some instances, perhaps. I don't think that's the main reason why they're concerned about it. It's generally more a concern about covering your hind quarters there, because who wants to release a detainee that then comes back to bite us, either in Afghanistan?
What is that new movie I was blanking earlier, the new movie that features the British detainees who have been released?
The Road to Guantanamo.
Road to Guantanamo, right.
Yes, we actually did the screening of that presentation here, and I've talked with the three guys, and they're having a very hard time trying to get on with their lives. They were completely innocent, in the wrong place at the wrong time, got caught up in events that they didn't understand, and found themselves leaving Britain for a wedding of one of their friends in Pakistan, and a year and a half later ended up at Guantanamo. Spent 2 years there and were finally released without charge, and have been released in Britain, were released immediately in Britain, and are trying to go about their lives. I think several of them gave very, very joyous television interviews yesterday as they saw that at least some of their concerns were being allayed about how, what the process was like at Guantanamo. But it's very difficult for these people to get back and get on with their lives. And it's also very difficult for the Bush administration to admit that they made a mistake. I think in the case of the Tipton Three, the three guys in Road to Guantanamo film, they never actually received a formal letter saying or a formal indication that they've been cleared or that there's never an apology from the American authorities, and they're afraid to come into the United States. So what do they do now?
This is part of the problem with this whole mess, and I know, but going back to the decision, in terms of this, how do we know, you know, because I was worried when I heard Arlen Specter say, well, we think we can give the president pretty much what he wants. And you're like, wait, don't, you know, I mean, good grief, because what he wants is to be able to incarcerate people in perpetuity without due process of law. Now, the lawyer for Hamdan, you know, said it was a great day for America and for our system. But will he be saying that after the Congress gets through with it? I'm still worried about that, despite your assertions that they'll follow the blueprint of the Supreme Court. I don't trust the guys in the Congress now.
They've given us a lot of reason not to trust them.
Well, it's an election year, and they're going to use this to say, see, the Democrats are weak. They want to free terrorists. They're maniacs. They want to imperil all of us.
I think that we're going to have, in the cold light of day today, a little bit more measured response into what's the next steps forward. You know, there's nothing wrong with military commissions per se, as long as they are established and the procedures that are put forward for them abide by the Uniform Code of Military Justice and our other international and domestic legal considerations. So if they were to establish a set of military commissions, and if they took the guidance of the Supreme Court and set up a system that was very similar to our courts-martial system, or what I think would be the easiest option, which is just to establish a courts-martial process at Guantanamo, then I think that we would be much better off than we are. I think, unfortunately, the Bush administration, for all their talk about getting Congress involved, is likely to be more inclined to say, okay, well, this decision says we can't try them in military tribunals, but it doesn't say anything about whether or not we can hold them indefinitely without trial, so let's just do that.
And that's what I'm afraid they're going to do, too, or because part of the reason they don't want to bring some of these people up before courts martial is because then they have to admit evidence that they tortured them, right?
Well, that would be a possibility, although they could just, it's unclear exactly how they could get that evidence in or what the remedy for the particular detainee would be in that case.
Gotcha.
Another ruling that was slightly in this ruling was a question of the Detainee Treatment Act and the limited access that Guantanamo detainees now have to U.S. courts. The Supreme Court held in this case that new law, which was passed in December of 2005, does not apply to this particular case.
Yeah, they slapped it aside as
they
if it
did,
was so much
did.
Chaff in the wind because they said, you know, you can't retroactively go, well, and it's okay because we said it was okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
But the admissibility of evidence through coercion is something that is one of the aspects that's going to be very closely watched in how they design any new tribunal system.
Can they hold people? Excuse me for interrupting you, but I am pushing a break hard.
Okay.
The admissibility of allowing, can they get it in? Can they just keep these people in perpetuity, incarcerated, without being challenged again through the courts?
Well, that certainly seems unsustainable from a political standpoint.
Indeed.
You know, the president has stated that he wants to close Guantanamo. I find that slightly disingenuous, but I think if he had his druthers, he would.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine a situation 5-10 years from now when we have 100 detainees in Guantanamo who have not been convicted of anything. That just, to me, is an entirely unsustainable system, and we need to think of ways to move beyond that. Even if we can't get a new law out of the Congress that would establish a set of military commissions that the Bush administration can agree with, we certainly can put some of them on trial in general courts martial. We certainly can transfer some of them back to their home countries. We certainly can work with our allies to find a cooperative
haven.
And common solution to this
right.
problem.
Or someplace where they can go, perhaps, particularly if they have not, either their sins aren't so great or if they have not committed a crime.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Ken Goode. I really appreciate your expertise. I appreciate it mightily. Can we find your reports about Guantanamo at the Center for American Progress, I'm sure?
You certainly can.
Indeed.
It's at www.americanprogress.org. And there's two reports, both of them titled after Guantanamo. So,
that's easy enough. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. Have a happy 4th of July. I think we'll be all celebrating with a little more fervor now that our Constitution has been protected yet again.
We certainly will.
Thank you, sir, very much. You bet. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. I know I pushed the break. Thank you, John Turk. I appreciate it. I just had to keep him and keep on the role of it. See, I just feel so much better about my country today. I do, because I need another branch of government. Somebody's got to stand up to George Bush, and somebody finally did. 303-713-7600. And yes, you must fight for the people you think are the most evil when you're doing this, because that's the test of whether you really live up to your Democratic Republican principles or not. Small r, by the way. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Few more cars on the roads this morning, but thankfully this morning's highway drive remains pretty easy as you head into work. Now, taking a look at I-25, southbounders dealing with some moderately heavy traffic between 104th and 84th Avenue. Also south of here, right between Park Avenue and Spear. Now, as you make your way through the DTC area, you're still in great shape both north and southbound across 25. C-470 is looking great heading eastbound between University and 25, and your 225 commute remains light as well. If you take Parker Road to get into work this morning, watch out for a northbound rollover crash just south of Arapahoe, and you will find jamming across north and southbound Parker due to curiosity. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 96 degrees, and currently we're at 61 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM 760.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
To you, it's a softball game. To them, it's a feeding frenzy. The second you step up to bat, your neck becomes a carnivorous carnival for hungry mosquitoes, especially when you sweat. Don't let mosquitoes block your pursuit of happiness this 4th of July. Off-Active Mosquito Repellent gives you proven protection, even when you sweat. So swing for the fences. All mosquitoes are going to get is a swing and a miss. Get off active and keep bugs off, even when you sweat. S.C. Johnson, a family company.
July 4th is a wonderful day to relax.
Yeah, you get the drop cloth, I'll start taping.
Well, that's another way of looking at it.
It's the July 4th sale at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on our high-quality paints and stains, 15% on Duration Premium Coatings, and an extra 25% on Easy Change Wallpaper. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Big executive is bound to comply with the rule of law that prevails in this jurisdiction. That's Justice John Paul Stevens writing for the majority in a decision on the Guantanamo detainees. I don't say Guantanamo, by the way, because I grew up in Puerto Rico and it is pronounced Guantanamo in Spanish. So if I don't say Guantanamo, it's not that I'm trying to be uppity or anything. It's just that I speak Spanish fluently, so I naturally would say Guantanamo. It's 303-713-7600. I really want to hear your thoughts on this, even if you disagree with me. Let's go back and forth about the points, though, and about our country and what this means to us. Because to me, look, I think there's some very, very bad people out there. Do I believe there should be a way to handle them legally? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I believe that we have to interdict in a war on terror? Sure. But do I think the President of the United States has gone about it well? No, I do not. I do not think these guys understand the Constitution, and I think they just got handed their hats. It's 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Earlier, before your guest, you had made the broad comment that we didn't infringe on Americans' rights to take out Hitler, or rights in general, because we're not really talking about American citizens anyway. Mm-hmm. But we, in fact, did.
You're talking about the Germans who were executed.
No, internment camps in this country during World War II.
Right.
FDR's Office of Censorship.
But we didn't keep them in perpetuity, did we? And we let them go, didn't we? And we also did not, we brought them up on charges, didn't we? Yep, we court-martialed them.
Who are we talking about specifically?
The guys in the camps? Because there were a couple in Colorado, too. German prisoner of war camps, right?
I'm talking about American Japanese citizens.
Oh, you mean those racist nonsense that we've had to pay reparations for? You're not talking about the German prisoner of war camps?
I'm talking about the effort of World War II in general.
You mean the racist nonsense perpetrated by Warren?
Well,
yeah, I remember that.
An infringement of American citizens' rights in the process of winning World War II.
You're right.
FDR's,
it was awful.
FDR's
and it was,
Office of Censorship,
it was a
which
stain.
Would have not allowed you to be on the air.
It was a stain on our history.
Okay. So, in fact, we have done things in times of war.
And we were called on the carpet, and we were told not to, and we also had to pay reparations to the Japanese for having interned them illegally, illicitly, and confiscated their land, too.
And the Office of Censorship was remedied how? It just went away when FDR made it go away.
Yeah, well, that was wrong,
too. Was it constitutional?
Probably not.
Okay. The point here is, and this is...
No, and you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. I thought you meant German prisoner of war camps.
No.
Because there have been Germans who were...
German camps is what I was
talking
okay.
about. But there were also German... There were camps in Colorado for the Japanese, and there also were for the Germans who were caught in World War II. Go ahead.
Did you know that due process is a suspendable privilege as it's enumerated in the Constitution, and it's suspendable if the public safety requires it?
I don't care. You can't hold people in perpetuity, apparently, according to Justice John Paul Stevens.
Majority of nine human beings who are politically appointed say it is.
Well, you know what?
I'm saying what it says.
They understand rights, and they understand courts martial. They said there was nothing to prevent it, so why not just bring them? Let me ask you a question. Let me put it in reverse to you. Why not bring them up on trial? Why not use them? Why not be able to say to the world, hi, we brought these people are really bad. What are they afraid of? Why can't they charge them? If they're so convinced of their right as might and everything else, why not drag it out into the light of day?
There's a number of reasons, including not knowing who we have.
Yeah. Well, that's a good reason. Not knowing who you have and holding them in perpetuity you're ignorant?
Hold on there.
That's
not
racist and stupid.
Not us not knowing, our enemy not knowing who we have.
Oh, right.
That's
they don't know. Please give me a break. Of course they know. It's like Swift, nobody knew about the banks giving information. The Bush administration, even Peter King, was bragging about it. That doesn't wash. Doesn't work. Sorry.
Can I say one more thing?
No. Well, you have 20 seconds. Go. Quick.
The privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion the public safety may require it.
Well, good for that. Good. And I know you're quoting from the Constitution. Bravo to you. But you know what? The justices of the Supreme Court have decided you cannot override the Constitution in this case. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Travel experts are predicting this will be the busiest 4th of July travel weekend ever. More than 40 million people on the highways and byways, and it'll be expensive, says AAA's John Paul.
We're going to use about 50 gallons of gas, and if you compare this gas price to last year at the same time, it's going to cost about $35 more, and really nobody's going to give up a family vacation for $35.
At least 16 deaths are blamed on flooding in the Northeast. Michelle Miller's been checking out the damage along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania.
A nearly half-mile wide stretch of homes and businesses throughout the town of Yardley was under 4 to 5 feet of water. It's the third major flood here in 21 months.
Another video on the Internet. There was no on-camera for Osama bin Laden this time, just a snapshot along with his voice warning the U.S. it's still an al-Qaeda target and praising the late Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, terror expert MJ Gohel.
The two were bonded together in their shared and common ideology for global jihad and for attacking the USA and U.S. interests and the U.S. allies.
Time is running out for current and some former college students to lock in lower student loan rates. Correspondent Barry Bagnetto reports live from Washington.
Every July 1st, interest rates rise on federally sponsored student loans. Last year's hike?
1.93 percentage points.
And this year will be?
1.84 percentage points.
You can lock in a lower rate by applying to Consolidate before today ends. Pat Scherchel of Sallie Mae.
Consolidation is essentially a free insurance policy against an increase in your variable student loan rate.
Someone with $20,000 in loans could save $5,000. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
President Bush heads to Memphis later today, the first sitting president ever to visit the former home of Elvis Presley. Peter Mayer reports.
The rock and roll landmark will be on the map more than ever after today's visit.
We're going to Graceland.
Already part of rock lore and song.
I'm going to Graceland
will become an international dateline as the president hosts his friend, Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi.
Don't be cruel.
Music like this is a big deal for Koizumi, a self-described Elvis maniac.
Baby,
Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Northwestern University is today mourning the death of football coach Randy Walker, just 52 years old, an apparent heart attack.
He has experienced some chest pains, and his wife Tammy called the officials, and they came, tried to revive him, got him to the hospital, but it was just a very sudden, very quick death.
School spokesman Mike Wolf, Walker had an episode of heart-related problems back in 2004. The Commerce Department reports consumer spending rose by 0.4% in May, down from 0.7% the month before. Experts blame the drop on those higher gasoline prices. S&P futures right now up 2. This is CBS News.
Hey, if you can't beat the heat, join it. Get your hands on all kinds of scorching hot deals this Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight at CompUSA's Midnight Madness. I'm talking smoking hourly specials, plus the hottest prices on all the coolest technology. HD TVs, monitors, and laptops starting at a sizzling $399. It's Midnight Madness, this Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Offer after rebate, see store for details.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS. leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
I'm Dougal Lipra with an AM 760 local news update. Has it been hot or what? The high today may be 96 degrees, but that's no sweat for Coloradans who have now lived through one of the hottest Junes ever. With a high of 92 yesterday, Denver set a record, topping 90 degrees for an 18th day. Today will make 19. With an average temperature over 72 degrees, this will go in the books as one of the top five hottest Junes ever. All that presents more wildfire danger. The Rocky Mountain Fire Coordination Center says thunderstorms are forecast, too, and that's a threat.
Already this year, we've burned 76,000 acres across the state of Colorado, and that's the most land that's been burned since the 2000 and 2002 fire season.
Larry Helmrich reminds people to be extra careful over the long holiday weekend. Dozens of DUI checkpoints this weekend. Cindy Crane of CDOT says the checkpoints are being named in memory of DUI victims.
The first sobriety checkpoint is dedicated to Christopher Mansfield, a senior airman in the Air Force who was killed in September 2005 after shortly returning from Iraq.
Increased patrols plus the sobriety checkpoints are planned statewide over the long 4th of July weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Dougal Lipra. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Doug. The highway drive is beginning to build up across the city. In fact, we now have our first accident. Lies along northbound to I-25 right at Alameda. Only one car tied up here, but it's on the left-hand shoulder with curiosity delays back to the Broadway Bridge. Now, outside of that, the rest of the highway drive is slowly filling in. Eastbound 6th Avenue is now thick from Federal to I-25, as well as northbound I-225 right between Parker Road and Iliff. Southbounders heading along 225 will find jamming between Yosemite and I-25. Now, across our side streets, we do have a couple problems in the works. The biggest one is that northbound Parker Road rollover crash just south of Arapahoe Road. It's off to the right-hand shoulder, but as you can imagine, curiosity delays will be a factor. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 96 degrees, and currently we're at 65 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
The Supreme Court, many right-wing conservatives called last hour and said, you know, hey, here's the thing. We think it's fine. They're human sewage anyway. Do what you want with them. Does that sound like the United States of America to you? Doesn't sound like one I want to live in. Come in, and another guy said, well, you know, it's okay because we incarcerated the Japanese. At first I thought he had to be talking about the German prisoners of war camp because I couldn't believe he thought, well, it was okay to incarcerate our own citizens, the Japanese. No, it wasn't then. It's not now, which is why we had to apologize and pay them reparations later. And, you know, it's just, whoa, what kind of country do you want? Now, look, people who are dangerous, sure, keep them in jail. If that's what you have to do, fine. But if you really have the courage of your convictions, and they really, really are bad and dangerous, why not convict them and keep them in jail in Supermax? That's what we did with the guys in the first World Trade Center bombing. And you know what? Those trials helped solidify public opinion against terrorism. Why not use it? If you're so brilliant, if you're so right, then why not drag it out to the light of day? Now, Rear Admiral Harry B. Harris says he doesn't think that this decision will affect Guantanamo. The direct impact may be negligible. However, deprive, even though the Defense Department thinks the sweeping ruling against the tribunals does not undermine the government's argument it can hold foreign suspects indefinitely without charge as enemy combatants in its, that's in quotes, in its declared war on terror. Privately, though, administration officials have told the New York Times that many critics of the policy say they are skeptical that Guantanamo could go or would go on as business before. It appears about as broad a holding as you can imagine, said one administration lawyer who insisted on anonymity because he was not authorized to discuss the ruling. It's very broad, it's very significant, and it's a slam. So I don't know what you're imbibing there in Arvada this morning besides your morning coffee, but I do think this is a ruling against the administration, and it's going to be very interesting to see what they do. Also, politically, it's becoming untenable, not only in our country, but abroad. This is not convincing anyone that we should be the lone superpower to follow. Elaine in Aurora, welcome to J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron. I wanted to broaden this out a little bit. The gentleman that called before the news had spoken about some procedure for suspending habeas corpus, and I think that gets to the crux of the matter. All of these things, detaining people, spying on people, wiretapping people, checking through their bank accounts, all kinds of things that they're doing now, have procedures that they can be done. If necessary.
Legally.
Illegally. They have procedures they have to follow.
Yeah.
And this is the main thing that the Bush administration doesn't want to follow, any of these procedures that have been set up over our history to handle things.
No,
like
I think they want to go back to the divine right of kings.
Exactly. The other thing that I wanted to bring up was the Japanese internment. My understanding is there was some ulterior motives by some people for interning the Japanese, racial and financial and otherwise, and
Put it this way, they got their land and their goods confiscated for them on their way into the camps.
They were never returned, is that correct?
No, not until, well, some reparations were paid later, but it took the Supreme Court and court battles that took years.
Exactly. I think a lot of this is racial, and a lot of this has ulterior motives to it as well, and there is this fear that was whipped up in the people at World War II. Some of it was legitimate because there was a lot of unknown things back then. But now it's being whipped up for ulterior motives to get us very afraid to give up all of our rights because someone might kill us. Well, I can walk down the street and someone might kill me. I mean, the world is a dangerous place. I have three kids, and I want them to be safe, but they could be run over by a drunk driver and get killed as well. I am not willing to give up all of my rights.
No.
Because I'm afraid that someone's going to kill me.
That's the dumbest reason to do it at all. I mean, that's when you really have to test the principles. That's when you need a ladder like the Constitution. That's when you need principles of laws, international treaties like the Geneva Convention or the writ of habeas corpus. That's why you need them.
And
I mean, Lincoln suspended it, too, during the Civil War.
I was going to say, throughout our history, there have been, for various reasons, leaders who have pushed it to the limit.
Yes.
And I hope that just starts saying to the Bush administration, that's the limit. You can't do this. That's it.
And we do need three. This is why we need three branches
exactly.
of government.
Someone has to put up a stop sign. Exactly.
And what the Supreme Court is saying, it's not saying that these people don't need to be dealt with or that the danger is minimal. As a matter of fact, they specifically mentioned that the danger is real and that it should be faced. But what they're saying is when you're facing the danger, there are procedures in law that are there to catch you and to help you.
And that's right. And you have to follow them. I don't care who you think you are. You have to follow them. That's it.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
Won't you have a happier
4th of July now? Maybe a little. I'm Aaron Hart. It's filling in for J. Marvin. I think she was already gone. 303-713-7600. I really appreciate your participation this morning. I know you're coming up on a holiday weekend. I welcome you. This is our country we're talking about. Whether you agree or disagree with me, we're talking about the Guantanamo Bay ruling yesterday. David in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The real problem is that no one will speak against it. The Democrats do not offer an alternative. You have a few exceptions. I'm speaking as general, of course. You have a few exceptions, like the very brave and courageous thing Senator Durbin made on the floor of the Senate,
yes.
where he was just reading the testimony of a FBI agent. And what happened?
The FBI has been totally uncomfortable.
No. I mean, what was the public and the congressional response? Where were his 40 Democrat senators?
Yeah, good point.
They all ran away, didn't they?
Because they don't want to be labeled as cut and runners and cowards. And see, you can't let them do that. You can't say, look, bully boy tactics won't work. This is the Supreme Court. International law and the U.S. Military Code of Justice talking back to you. Thank you. The Uniform Code of Justice.
Aaron.
Forget it.
Aaron, our own Democrat representatives from this state vote to continue the occupation. Mark Udall votes to send money to continue the murder and slaughter and subjugation of Iraq. There is no alternative there. Who are you going to vote for?
I'd vote for Mark Udall. I would vote for Mark Udall at 9 times out of 10.
Because
you don't agree with their war votes. I can understand you passionately disagreeing with them, but to lump them in with right-wing reactionaries is wrong, futile, and really not very bright if you want to take your country back.
Aaron, wake up and see the reality. We're not being offered a choice at the ballot box. That's what I'm saying. There is no choice.
Both of these people are going to continue
to prosecute this illegal, immoral, unconstitutional subjugation of the people of Iraq.
What are you going to do? Vote for people who have no hope of getting elected to office? Going to help?
What I would like to do is to see someone offer an alternative. And it can't be offered by one person. One person does not offer an alternative. That's the whole point of a party. At one time, the parties would take... See, that's the problem with this whole Guantanamo thing, Iraq thing, Afghanistan thing, war on terrorism thing, is people aren't morally outraged at the atrocities that the United States... I mean, we were sending people to Uzbekistan to be boiled alive by their thugs.
I understand what you're saying. I do understand what you're saying. But the problem is, you know, I was thinking about why is this different from Vietnam as you were speaking. And I was thinking why? Because the opposition to the war in Vietnam kept growing. Part of the reason was because everybody was fighting it, so everybody had
because
a stake.
Because people joined
Dick
Durbin when he said
instead of running away. Would you stop? The draft was there, so everybody's sons and daughters were affected, so that was helped in terms of creating ire against the war. Part of the problem is that morally outraged people like you don't necessarily have as much clout as regular average everyday mothers and fathers from the entire country.
No.
And that's part of the problem, is that we had a war with not everybody participating, with an elitist squad of people that are going over there 2, 3, 4 times, you see, so you don't have as much broad ire.
No.
The other thing is, let me finish. There haven't been pictures of people boiled in oil. Part of the reason why people began to oppose the war in Vietnam is because we saw, you know, South Vietnamese military folks shooting guys in the head. We saw little children running down the street burning from napalm, which will be seared in my childlike memory for the rest of my natural life. But there aren't as many images. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't images to be had. I'm saying they learned. They're marshaling this. They're controlling the images we see. We don't face the ramifications of our actions. We don't see the 50,000 dead as estimated by the Los Angeles Times.
The problem is that movements are not championed by Superman. Movements have to have other people join the movements, whether it's abolition, whether it's civil rights.
I understand.
You're talking practical things like that. What I'm saying...
I'm talking about ways to whip people up so that you would gain further
what I'm
a
saying
four-year
is
position.
That the 535 people who've been elected to be the stewards and the senators and representatives of our government will not take a moral stand. Those people shouldn't be swayed by images, by pictures. Those people should be just as angry when Captain Fishback, a U.S. military member, told about how at this one camp, whenever a U.S. soldier got grumpy and angry, he would send for a detainee who was then sent to a test, and then he would beat him with a baseball bat.
But you're also talking about people who have watched their comrades beheaded. You're talking about...
Unacceptable.
A war.
Unacceptable. You could use that excuse for the North Vietnamese and what they did to our airmen, right?
Yeah.
You could use that excuse for what the North Koreans who get more than 900 servicemen and were sent to Eastern Europe to be murdered, right?
I understand what you're saying, but what you are looking for a voice. Maybe it's Russ Feingold. I don't know who you're going to find.
No, it can't be one.
But you're also going to have to do with
hundreds joining them, and the Democrats are dishonest, morally bankrupt people who, in many cases,
I do not accept that. I think that's a sad way.
Hillary Clinton agrees with this war.
Well,
and remember,
I
it's not a war. It's a subjugation of these people.
I understand it's an occupation and a terrible thing. I agree with you. I think it's also illegal. Thank you very much for your call. Look, and he's not alone. I'm sure he's not alone. And you may differ. I take a more middle of the road. I take a practical view on this because I am eminently practical. I think you're going to take time to change people's minds. But that's not saying that his fervor shouldn't be used to help encourage politicians for taking strong stands. The problem is, once we're in there now, do you then leave your troops hanging out to dry? And that's part of the problem. It's 303-713-7600. Not easy to look at Guantanamo and the ramifications of this action, but let's do it. 303-713-7600.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
It gives you the beauty and character of wood without the problems like warping and rotting. And it resists denting and cracking, unlike vinyl siding. But our siding is only part of the story, because the number one siding manufacturer in the country now installs. So we can offer you a complete solution to your re-siding needs with our very own installation teams. Experienced, caring, James Hardy professionals who you can trust to get the job done right.
So call 1-866-3-HARDY today for your free on-site evaluation and get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your reside by the 4th of July. Some restrictions apply. That's 866-3-HARDIE or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Call James Hardy today and then tell your neighbor that now he's that guy.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more more information, visit am760.net.
It's 7:23. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Gitmo decision. The Supreme Court has slapped the Bush administration upside the head and said, nope, you can use entities. You don't need these military tribunals. What you need to do, there's nothing to prevent you from using military courts martial, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and the U.S. Constitution, and, oh, by the way, Geneva Conventions, when considering how to deal with the detainees, the so-called enemy combatants. The other thing is, no doubt some of them are very dangerous, maybe less than 100. And, by the way, Terry Moran, who's from ABC, who's been down in Guantanamo, very nicely placed for this week's breaking news, but he says that basically they're going to let most of them go or repatriate them to their original countries or give them to other countries. So the reality is they're going to have to deal with Guantanamo anyway, where the situation has been so desperate of late. They've had the suicides of three detainees who hang themselves from the steel mesh of their cells, intentional drug overdoses of two other prisoners, riots against guards in the showcase camp for the most compliant detainees. They are also setting off new waves of criticism from the foreign government, foreign governments, legal associations, and human rights groups. They're losing the battle, and that's part of the problem, in addition to making a mess in Iraq. They're in trouble, and they know it. So we'll see what happens and what it reveals, and what it reveals about us. What I care about is our souls as a country. That's who I care about. And when I hear people label people as human sewage, I really start to worry. This is not, you know, I know that the attacks were horrible. I was for going in Afghanistan, by the way, just so that you know. But I was not for going into Iraq. I thought it was folly from the beginning. I still do. I don't think we're safer. I think it was one of the worst things. And you know what? Councils on foreign, I'm not so smart. Councils on foreign affairs and governments are agreeing with me. So this is not have been a policy that has made good sense, nor has it made us safer. That's my problem with it. It's not only a barbarity in terms of human rights, it's also not very effective. 303-713-7600, Kurt in Boulder, welcome to the J. Marvin Show this morning.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Erin, how are you doing? You're doing great this morning.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on a couple callers earlier. One, you just referenced kind of the knucklehead from earlier. And then you also had a guy who quoted the Constitution. We'll start with him.
Yeah.
He's absolutely correct. And I think that as Democrats and progressives in this country, we can't ask Republicans or demand that Republicans follow the Constitution most of the time, but not all the time. And the truth is that if Congress decides and if the executive branch decides, if they decide together that the public safety is important, unfortunately, an Orwellian possibility exists there, but if the security of the United States or the citizens of the United States is potentially imminently in danger, then due process can be suspended. However,
but at least we'll have a vote.
Exactly.
And Congress won't have its war-making powers taken away from it just ad hoc.
Exactly. Well, and here's the other issue, Erin. The knucklehead earlier, I mean, it's easy to get excited when people like this get on the air and get in your face because they make absolutely no sense. And sometimes it's easy to forget the most obvious answer, which is, hey, guy, listen, you've got to find out whether they're guilty first. That's the whole point.
Part of the problem is these guys haven't even been charged. And what about the Tipton 3?
Well, exactly. That's the whole issue. I mean, this guy got on the air and he says, hey, well, these guys are sewage, these are rapists, and they're doing all these terrible things. It's like, well, no, the whole point here is that you don't know for sure whether they are or not. And what we found out in the United States is very difficult to figure out whether somebody's guilty or innocent after the fact. And so what we decided in the United States over time is that due process of law and a fair trial is the best possibility to make sure that you're not torturing or executing innocent people.
Or holding them in perpetuity if they shouldn't be.
Exactly, which is definitely a form of torture. So ultimately, I think that this guy, though he was passionate, and I'm sure, as we all do across the board, we want what's best for America, have different ideas about how to go about it. I think that you got to look to the last 200 years where we've really tried to fine-tune our justice system, and we've come a lot closer than a lot of places, not as far as many, but but quite a distance. And
I think
to
farther than
fairness.
Most. Certainly farther than most.
I think you're absolutely right. So take care. Have a good day.
Me too. Happy 4th of July. Coming up, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. And by the way, I'll be filling in on the 3rd and the 4th. And we'll also be talking about immigration. We're going to be talking to some new immigrants of the United States. And I think that'll be part of new citizens of the United States. And I think that'll be a very important part of our discussion. Carol in Denver, welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to see that you are you're patriotic, first of all. I'm 67 years old. I don't know. How old are you, Aaron?
I don't ever say, but thanks for asking.
I hope you're under 40 or 50 or something and smart enough. You seem very smart enough to be caring about our rights that are evaporating before our eyes.
I love my country passionately. I don't agree with much that's happening today, but I do worry about our rights being taken away. I think this, and the whole way that they make it, that you're cut and run, or that you're evil because you talk about, you know, if you're the New York Times, and forget the Washington, you know, the Wall Street Journal, which is right-wing and conservative, if you reveal that there's a SWIFT program spying on your bank accounts, well, you know what? They've been talking about, bragging about how they've been spying on our bank accounts. So I don't understand, you know, I'm very troubled by the eradication of our rights and the erosion of it. And I don't think it's a very good idea. What do you think from your perspective? You are older than I am.
They are shameless about it. They're shameless about it. I know I sound like ancient history, but I was 50 years ago when I was 17, no one would have dared to act like they do today. These 17-year-olds better wake up.
Yeah, well, and I
better
agree.
Wake up 17 on up, because it is tragic what is happening. There was not a corporation that would have dared to say we're not going to help you with health. There is not a corporation that would have dared to say you have no rights. You know,
thanks, Carol. Thank you very much. We've run out of time for this segment, but thank you very much for your thoughts. Stand by, everyone. Jim in Wheatland, Wyoming, and Michelle in Denver, stand by. All of you want to join in, please do it, 303-713-7600.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303homeloan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
How come all the good guys are married?
Yeah, where are all the great women?
I've tried every online dating service.
You never know if the profiles are true. Some are actually bogus.
Yeah, and then you find out the creep's married.
Or pictures from 15 years ago.
Then, if you're lucky enough to find someone interesting, they live in Anchorage.
Matchmaking services cost a king's ransom and don't work.
And of course, speed dating is really natural.
I did the church thing.
And I got sick of the bar scene.
Those are just a few reasons why they created Denver Singles Only for Denver Singles Only. A unique combination of online dating and exciting Denver area activities. Their extensive membership screenings confirmed their members are all local, safe, single, and the age they claim. They even have programs for single parents and their children, and those without an internet connection. Don't forget the weekly bash with a live band, dancing, games, discussions, and more. And their prices are ridiculously low. Check them out today at DenverSO.com. That's DenverSO.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD.
1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
This summer, each time you fuel up your car, Bonfils Blood Center asks you to remember another kind of fuel. Fuel for life. Donate blood twice this summer, and you may win a trip or two to Cancun from Apple Vacations. Call 303-363-2300 or visit a Bonfils Blood Center.
The 2006 Colorado Buffaloes football season is right around the corner, so make sure to pick up your season tickets now. First-year head coach Dan Hawkins looks to lead the Buffaloes to their fifth Big 12 North title in 6 years. The Buffs will play six games at Folsom Field against the likes of Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, along with the annual showdown against CSU at Invesco Field. Season tickets include all seven games. Purchase them by calling 303-49-BUFFS or visit cubuffs.com. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
This is Jimmy Carter. Every 2 seconds, someone in America needs blood. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. Please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. Together, we can save a life.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 7:34. I'm Aaron Hart. Every here time I hear that, I laugh. God, my butt's smaller than Carl Rove's. I hope my butt's smaller than Carl Rove's. It's much smaller than Carl Rove's. Although it's a little too big. 303-713-7600. Is any woman happy with her butt? Please. Maybe Jennifer Lopez. It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 7:35. We're having a spirited discussion about the decision by the Supreme Court to rebuke the Bush administration on its military commissions, so-called, which have been deemed to be insufficient to try the people being held, the 10 of the 750 or so original detainees who have actually been charged. This one was brought up on the basis of a man named Hamdan, who was allegedly a driver for Osama bin Laden. And his lawyer said this is a victory for our Constitution. And he's in the military. Look, a lot of military people are very troubled by what's been going on in Gitmo and what's been going on in Iraq and what's been going on in Abu Ghraib. It's 7:36. Good morning. It's time to discuss our country's future. And you know what? I'll be with you the 3rd and 4th of July, too. So we'll have a lot of fireworks and firecrackers. And coming up in this show, we'll be talking to House Speaker Andrew Romanoff about the special session that Governor Bill Owens called for next week to deal with immigration, another hot-button issue. It's 7:36. Good morning, Michelle in Denver. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
You know, I'm looking at it from kind of a practical viewpoint. If the Bush administration hasn't been able to figure out any trumped-up charges for these people, I mean, look at what they did with those seven guys just for, agreeing that they were al-Qaeda because they wanted some new boots. You know, if they haven't even been able to figure out some trumped-up charges to keep these people, then I would say most of them probably are innocent of most everything.
Well, see, and this is part of my problem. Why should I trust them? Because time after time and time after time, they have been shown to be liars.
Absolutely.
Time after time, they have been shown to either fabricate evidence or cherry-pick it or support evidence that was unsubstantiated.
Right.
Why should I trust them?
That's their M.O. They look at what they're weakest, and then they accuse the opposing party of that. I mean, they are actually the weakest when it comes to defense. Look at every single aspect throughout history.
I know. Well,
could I just make two more points, actually?
Yes.
You know, the Vietnam War was definitely a class war. Even with the draft, there were so many ways to get out of it.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're wealthy or powerful in this country,
and
Dick Cheney. He wasn't even wealthy or particularly powerful at the time, and he managed to get 5 deferments.
Right, right. And people say what we need is another FDR or Walter Cronkite. You know what? Walter Cronkite is still very active and writing. And I don't think we would recognize any of these people even if we met them. You know, FDR rose to the circumstances. He was not elected as a liberal.
Mm.
Can I would like to say one thing. I got a call last night from, I later found out that it was a polling organization that was hired by the Republican Party, and it was they asked me dozens of questions. The last, I'd say, 10 questions were framed about Bill Ritter, and they were so outrageous. The first question, I said, surely there has to be another response. It was some, and I'm paraphrasing, but not much here. Like Bill Ritter has, as a prosecutor, he has given a slap on the wrist to a baby killer who has gone on to kill more babies.
Ugh.
And would you support him more or less as a candidate for governor?
Well, you know what? I know that. Thank you very much for that point, Michelle. Please send an email to the show, and we'll follow up on it if we can. I know that Bill Ritter visits the show quite frequently on Mondays. I'll double check with John Turk and see if he's available, and I don't know, but we'll double check. And if he is, we'll ask him about it coming up. I'm sorry that there's a group like that. It doesn't surprise me with the slime dog tactics of the right-wing Republicans. Unfortunately. Thank you very much for your call. It's 7:39. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And, you know, I don't know. We normally check in with Bill Ritter, but it is, you know, Monday, July 3rd, so I don't know. He's a politician running for office, so I doubt if he's taking the day off, but we'll check, and I'll try to get. If you can remember the name of the polling organization, too, that would be great. If you get calls from these people, please make sure you take note of the name, because when a politician's fighting back, they can use that information to help, I think. Jim in Wheatland, Wyoming, good morning and welcome, and thanks for waiting.
Thank you. First of all, I'd just like to say I appreciate your patriotism for our country. I'm a Republican. I was a Bush supporter. I'm very disappointed in our government at this time. However,
Republican, I will say.
Sad?
It's not behaving very in a very Republican way either.
No, it's not. It's not behaving like our country should, like Americans. We should be proud of what we have.
Amen.
We haven't treated whatever they are, prisoners of the terrorism or whatever they're wanting to call them, but they deserve due process, whether they're American citizens or not. We're doing just the same as Saddam was being accused of doing, in my opinion.
See, and this is the problem. How can you inspire people to be good if you break rules that are accepted to be, you know, civil and human, and say, but we got attacked. We can do this now.
Exactly. And I am thankful that we haven't been attacked since.
Me too.
I think everybody should be thankful for that. But I normally don't listen to your station, but that's the wonderful thing of this country is we all have choices.
Amen.
And I think everybody needs to remember that the reason we have choices is because people need to stand up and fight for their choice. And we're not doing that now.
No.
And I don't understand why. I'm disappointed in the Republicans and the Democrats.
I'm disappointed in the way the Democrats have handled this, too. I didn't mean, you know, I gave Dave a little bit of a hard time from Denver, but I'm disappointed with the way, I just think we're going to have to take a measured withdrawal, aren't we? We can't just leave the Iraqis to civil war in the lurch. We broke their country.
Right.
This is the problem when you go to war and you don't think things over. You know, other than, oh, good, hegemony, we'll take over the world, Pinky. That's all they thought about. They didn't, you know, it's like they didn't even read he didn't even read Daddy's playbook on be careful going into Iraq. It can be really messy.
I agree. And that's the thing now is we're there. We can't deny that we're not there now, and we have to make wise decisions when we leave. Otherwise, we're going to do those innocent people. It's going to be wrong just to pull out right now. I think it would be a mass. That's murder worse than it is today. So we have to leave very constructively, and I agree, we need to get out. But we just can't leave. We just can't pull everybody out. We got to do it. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not an expert in that.
John Murtha, I think, has some good ideas about it. I would like to see, you know, us put our heads together and behave morally and well and try to get the country rebuilt and get the war profiteering out of it as much as possible, get it turned over to homegrown companies, and we'll see. I understand what you're saying. I take comfort in heart, Jim, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, from Wheatland, Wyoming. Watching Dwight Eisenhower last night, I was thinking, you know, I hope my dad was more of a Dwight Eisenhower Republican than he ever was a Richard Nixon or Ronald Reagan Republican. And with Republicans like you and Democrats like me and all of us, even on the other extremes, if we just talk to each other more from the middle, I think we'd be a lot better off. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Happy 4th of July, my friend. Don't let it get too windy up there in Wyoming. It's always windy in Wyoming. 743, I'm Aaron Hart, 303-713-7600. I should talk. I come from Nunn, Colorado. It's 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We still got a stall working across southbound I-25 as you make your way off the highway onto Colfax. Do expect delays here and north of here as well between 104th Avenue and 84th, just due to that usual backup in the area. Now, across 6th Avenue, eastbounders are thick from Federal to I-25, and northbound I-225 is especially heavy right between Parker Road and I-Lift. As you make your way across I-70 eastbound, watch out for jamming from I-25 to Brighton Boulevard, and westbounders are now slow between 225 and 270. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-90s, a slight chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 67 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Really? You want your news mixed with porn? That's bizarre.
I guess guys think porn goes with everything.
I mean, Leslie Stahl, I think she's hot, but she's an older broad. And they show her legs, and Barbara Walters never done a special where you can't see hers. Maybe we should go with barely legal anchors on CNN.
This is CNN.
Do you really want porn mixed with civil rights and war and death and religion?
Randy Rhoads on AM 760.
Ooh. Oh, man, that is just so wrong.
Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
SL Roofing, we're on top of it.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Get your smile on.
Imagine you've got this gorgeous sandwich made with country baked bread and Virginia ham. Could it get any better? Yep. Just add Lay's KC Masterpiece Barbecue Potato Chips. That smoky sweet flavor, that light irresistible taste. Mmm. A sandwich from Lay's. Everything a country girl could want.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway Restaurants.
Top three reasons I'm painting this holiday weekend. Number three, my son was in diapers last time we painted. He starts college this fall. Number two, I'm going to paint my new office, I mean his room, Mochaccino. And number one, I'll save $25 on paint.
Now through July 4th, get $25 off 5-gallon buckets and $6 off 1-gallon cans of Behr Premium Plus paint. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, this is Aaron Hart filling in. I got Phil in Longmont, Nate in Denver, and Joe in Golden, and Ken in Evergreen. I'm going to try to get all of you guys in. So keep your remarks brief, pithy, and to the point. I'll try to keep my comments to a minimum, unless you scare me. Phil in Longmont, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I wanted to respond briefly to the person who called in and quoted the Constitution, because it's interesting to note where that quote comes from. It comes from Article 1 of the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
that is delineating Congress's powers,
yes.
not the president.
That's right. I had forgotten that. You're absolutely right. It is.
And in Section 8, it gives all of the powers to Congress, but this comes in Section 9, where it's taking powers away. And it says, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended. And that's the real impact of this statement, because of where it is in the Constitution.
Mm.
And it says, unless in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. In other words, they've got this idea in mind that there's going to be this general rebellion or an army coming over, and people are going to be arrested in large numbers and in a state of emergency. And then only then, when the public safety may require it.
Right.
So the idea that the Congress did not suspend habeas corpus, but the president did, I think is at the root of our problems in this country. The fact that the president wants to take on powers he doesn't have constitutionally, and the fact that the Congress won't stand up for itself as an institution because, their leadership is basically rolling over for the president.
Is weak and backsliding and doesn't seem to worry about the Constitution. I know. I doubt if we would be in this position if, in all fairness, if either John McCain or Lindsey Graham were in the leadership. You know, I don't think they would have done this, particularly Lindsey Graham, who has served as a judge advocate general and has been appalled by the way that this has been handled.
The way the Republican leadership in Congress acts is like it's a big free-for-all.
Yeah.
And because they're Republicans and because they hold all the cards, that they can do whatever they want, and whatever the president wants goes. And actually, this is just the best reason I can think of for people to vote Democratic.
Yep. At least you'll get another option, and at least you'll get another branch of government controlled by somebody else. Thank you so much, Phil, in Longmont. And here's the thing, too. David Addington is the one in the vice president's office. He and Dick Cheney have agreed on this on down the line, is that they can take more and more power for the presidency, and that's what the Supreme Court stopped as well. Nate in Denver, thanks for joining us on Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
You still there?
Yep.
Hey, a quick thing. I think the war dead is fastly approaching the dead of 9/11, and
you mean our war dead, our
yes.
military war dead? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And I think that's one thing. I mean, yes, we had to go get Osama, but Osama was never in Iraq, and we shouldn't forget that.
No, and Al Qaeda was rejected by Saddam Hussein. He had pussyfooted with them briefly, but they rejected him, and he rejected them ultimately. They don't even think about that. They just ignored it.
So, and then another thing is Mr. Bush, by taking all these powers, he's definitely opened himself up, I think, for war crimes. That if Geneva Conventions were broken, you know, he's kind of offered himself up for all that.
Yeah, whether that will ever be done, though, in the practical
right. and
scheme
I understand,
of things, I don't know.
But because he is king,
Well, and also the United States is still the most powerful country on earth, although that may not last either, and we should remember that. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it, Nate, and I do appreciate it. Joe and Golden, welcome and good morning. Welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Jay Marvin Show.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. I read the decision yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was encouraging. And the thing that leaped off the page to me was that the Supreme Court said that Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions are and have been in force with the detainees at Guantanamo.
Which is exactly what Addington and Cheney particularly wanted to ignore. But you're absolutely right. The New York Times article points out that this will influence a long-running debate within the administration over whether how explicitly a minimum standard from the Geneva Conventions applies to the treatment of all military detainees.
More than that, it lays the groundwork for a prosecution for war crimes.
And it says here articles afford some minimal protection to detainees, even though the forces they represent are not signatories to the conventions.
Right, and not just minimal. That means no degradation. It means being allowed to participate. It means being allowed to participate in the ordinary justice system of the country detaining them. Certainly, it means no torture. It means that when the conflict is over, they get let go.
Mm-hmm.
And Bush and Rumsfeld aren't doing this. I mean, I don't know if you followed that story that at one point Rumsfeld was actually personally tracking the interrogation and torture of one of the Al-Qaeda suspects down
yes,
there.
Yes, I do remember.
And that's a war crime.
One of the problems, this article by Jane Mara in The New Yorker is intriguing because it delineates exactly how we got into this mess in part. Because, Alberto Gonzalez knew virtually nothing about constitutional law. So when all of these things started, Addington and John Yu, who's now teaching at Berkeley, of all places, said, oh, it's okay, we can just torture people. Excuse me, I hit my mic. We can ignore Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions. It's common to all four of them, by the way. And you know, we can do that, and it's no problem. We can just torture.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that they're ignorant, Aaron. They wanted to be ignorant. They were striving for ignorance.
I understand that they wanted to be, and they wanted to find the powers for the presidency, and they thought they could do an end run around it. I understand all of that. I'm saying that Alberto Gonzalez wasn't able to stop them, so he wrote stupid things like that the Geneva Conventions were quaint, which no legal scholar in his right mind would ever write that sentence.
Yeah, well, that's what we call in the law Nelsonian ignorance. You know, okay. Admiral Nelson holds up the telescope to his blind eye and says, I don't see a thing.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. And
you're a lawyer. What do you think the long-term ramifications of this will be?
Okay, well, I do UK law. And
United Kingdom.
Yeah. And I think the key court case is a series of cases before the law lords called Ex Parte Pinochet. And in the UK, there is no head of state immunity for war crimes.
Against the Chilean dictator, Pinochet, who was a horrifying man.
Right.
Yes.
And, well, he skated on a technicality.
Yes, he did.
But the principle that if you're head of state, part of your job description is not torturing people.
Right.
And that you can be criminally liable for that. Now, one of the things that I'd like to see us striving for as progressives is not having an impeachment of Bush, because that's just a spanking and a firing. What we want to do is we want to enable extradition of Bush to The Hague, or alternatively, we want to make sure that Bush and Rumsfeld are civilly liable to the people they tortured or had tortured.
I think that's going to have to wait until after they get out of office for practical reasons.
Well, practical reasons, sure. Mm. But the moral of the story would be torture a Gitmo detainee, lose your house.
Well, and they have a lot of houses to lose, the Bush family. Thank
you.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Can I squeeze in Ken in Evergreen? Am I going to make it? We have 60 seconds. Ken, go.
Good morning, Aaron. I'll do my best to be brief. Hello?
Go.
Okay.
I'm shutting up so you can talk.
It's a great weekend. It's a great weekend to celebrate the brilliance of our founding fathers.
Amen.
The three co-equal branches of government worked.
Yep.
And the heck with the people that say that, you know, that those of us who are celebrating this decision support the terrorists. We don't. We support constitutional law.
Amen.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you. I can't think of
anything. Can I say one thing real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Go.
Every 4th of July, I do a little thing. I fly my flag early in the morning, and I sit down and I read the preamble and the first paragraph.
You know, I got to find my I was looking for my copy of the Constitution last night and couldn't find it, and I will rouse the House and make sure I have it in hand.
And to me, it just says more than anything who and what we are.
Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate your call. Bravo to you for being so brief, too. Thank you. And thank you all. Really good calls this hour in particular. I am, and before, too, I appreciate people who disagree. I really do. 303-713-7600. We're going to be talking to House Speaker Andrew Romanoff coming up about that special session called into action by Governor Bill Owens, speaking about how we treat the least of us or the newest of us or the immigrants among us, the illegal immigrants. Very good topics coming up for this 4th of July weekend. House Speaker Andrew Romanoff coming up next on The J. Marvin Show.
From J. Marvin in the morning to Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes in the afternoon, this is Al Franken. Join me every day, 10 to 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why? Well, because Rush is a dummy.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. Hitting the road for the 4th of July holiday. Well, you'll have company.
The busiest 4th of July holiday weekend ever, with more than 40 million people traveling. 34.3 million traveling by motor vehicle.
Robert Sinclair of the AAA, and hell with those high gas prices. WWJ reporter Ron Dewey is on I-75 north of the Motor City.
You would think that people would be staying closer to home with a $3 a gallon gas, but I spoke with three people who are going on trips that's going to take at least 7 to 8 hours to complete in Michigan's further western upper peninsula. And with the $3 a gallon gas, even they say they're not going to let that stop them from making their destination. They say their time off is more precious than the gasoline that they have to put in their gas tank.
If you're traveling by air, good news. Airline accident rates are way down. Correspondent Steve Caton.
Many experts credit the Enhanced Ground Proximity Warning System, a high-tech device that warns crews about unexpected terrain or water. But there are other factors, too, devices that warn pilots about possible mid-air collisions. Computer tracking that spots and fixes some hidden problems, and pilot training has all but eliminated wind shear worries.
There hasn't been a passenger death on a U.S.-registered airline jet in nearly 5 years. Floodwaters are easing in the waterlogged northeast, beaten up by 6 days of rain. KYW reporter Mike DiNardo is in hard-hit Yardley, Pennsylvania, where evacuations remain in effect.
What they are doing now is waiting for that water to recede so they can begin to clear the mud and debris out of the streets and begin to allow people back in. But it's going to be Saturday, perhaps Sunday, before they can fully let all 700 evacuees back home.
The death toll is up to 16 in 4 states. There's another internet posting from Osama bin Laden, now verified by U.S. officials. In it, bin Laden praises Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and promises more trouble for the U.S. Correspondent Richard Roth.
The message was posted to an internet website, which is how most messages from al-Qaeda's leaders in hiding now make their way to the public. Bin Laden praises al-Zarqawi, calling him the Lion of Holy War, and he also threatens the U.S., saying, "We'll continue to fight you and your allies everywhere until we waste your money and kill your men."
Legal maneuverings in Florida in the case of a 47-year-old convicted sex offender accused of raping and then burying alive a 9-year-old girl. Correspondent Peter King.
A judge has thrown out John Cooey's confession because Cooey also said he wanted to talk to a lawyer. That didn't happen. 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford was found buried alive in March 2005, 2 days after Cooey said that he kidnapped, raped, and killed her.
Spending more on gas, spending less on everything else. The Commerce Department reporting consumer spending rose just a tenth of 1% last month. This is when you factor out food and energy. The Dow right now up 13. This is CBS News.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to philipmorrisusa.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit philipmorrisusa.com.
Prostate cancer. It's an important subject. Did you know there are more new cases of prostate cancer each year than any other cancer? That's why it's so important to get regular doctor checkups and ask about ways to reduce your risk of prostate cancer. You can also switch your multivitamin to one-a-day men's health formula, a complete multivitamin specially formulated with selenium, which emerging research suggests may help reduce the risk of prostate cancer. One-a-day Men's is a proud sponsor of the Lance Armstrong Foundation. For more information on cancer survivorship, go to livestrong.org.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Doug Olipro with an AM 760 local news update. Bar and restaurant workers are breathing a sigh of relief as a statewide smoking ban goes into effect at midnight tonight. Bars and restaurants will ask smokers to put out their cigarettes and keep them out. With few exceptions, the only place you can smoke will be on outdoor patios at least 15 feet from the door. Some bar owners are worried about losing business, but some workers say they can't wait. One bartender says he doesn't smoke, but at his last physical, his doctor told him he had dangerously high levels of nicotine in his body. More than 76,000 acres have burned across Colorado this fire season. Larry Helmrich with the Rocky Mountain Fire Coordination Center says conditions are still extreme for fire risk over this long 4th of July holiday.
We're starting off on a bad foot. Hopefully, monsoons will come supposedly by next weekend, which would help us a little bit, but right now, we're getting new fires every day.
Helmrich says thunderstorms are predicted early next week, which are a threat as well. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Doug Olipra. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Doug. The highway drive is actually already thinning out this morning. Southbound 25 still has a bit of heavy traffic right between 104th and 84th Avenue. Also south of here from I-70 to Spear. But outside of that, you've got a nice big break as you make your way down towards University. You'll find slowing from here down to Colorado Boulevard. But at this point, you've got a wide open drive heading into the Tech Center. Northbound I-25 remains wide open this morning, as do the westbound lanes of C-470. Eastbounders, though, across C-470 are thick right around Wadsworth. Across our side streets, the lights were flashing red at Pena Boulevard and 56th. That is no longer a problem, but we do have a brand new crash working at the intersection of University along southbound, just north of Mississippi. Two cars tied up here with delays in the area. Today's forecast calls for highs around 96 degrees with a chance for showers later on today. Currently, we're at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thinking brakes? Think Tires Plus. Yes, your best choice for tires is your best choice for quality brake service, too. Featuring
the only
energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
House Dog Daycare, an all-American vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you for joining me. We're having a little joking back and forth between John and I. That's why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing because our Constitution is in jeopardy from the Bush administration, although I'm very glad we have a Supreme Court. We're going to change topics a little bit, and then we'll, you know, we can come back and revisit the issues surrounding the Guantanamo decision, certainly. But another hot topic in Colorado these days, of course, is the immigration issue. There have been several different groups working for change, and there was an initiative, a proposition that got shot down by the Supreme Court, and now Governor Bill Owens has called for a special session to the tune of $15,000 a day. So we thought it was a great time to check in with House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and find out what the heck's going on. Thanks for joining us, Andrew Romanoff. I appreciate it.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I am well. I'm feeling better about my constitution today.
You know, we could get a lot of work done without that pesky document getting in our way. At least that's the attitude some folks have now.
Yeah, you mean the guys who want to bulldoze over it and do whatever the heck they want?
They treat it like a rough draft.
Yeah, or like we're living in a monarchy, which makes my Irish soul want to break out in hives. Thank you very much.
Although it pleases my Russian ancestors.
Maybe some of them. Ooh.
Romanov, you know.
Yes, I know. Romanov would mean you were the rulers of Russia, were you not?
That's what my Aunt Anastasia keeps telling us. She's a little batty. We're not quite sure.
Whoa. So you were descended from those Romanovs.
I don't think so.
No?
I think my ancestors were more likely to have been victims of a pogrom.
Okay. That makes sense also. I mean, that's sad, and it's tragic, and it's awful, but there you go. And mine, last name of Hart, is probably we were poachers on the king's land. So. But certainly, yeah, no, pogrom, no. And that's part of the reason why we have things like constitutions is so that we don't have them. Speaking of which, speaking of other matters, actually.
It's related. I mean, all four of my grandparents were immigrants, and
yes,
I think they came over legally, but they're not alive to ask.
Mine were, too. When did yours come over?
Beginning of the 1900s, more or less.
In the big wave of immigrants. The biggest wave, I think, was between the 1880s and the 1920s.
Right.
Mine were a bit earlier, but still nonetheless immigrants. So why are we doing this? Is this just to appease the right wing?
Well, why are we having a special session, or why are we having a debate in the country? Or
well, yeah, why about all of it? But let's talk about the special session first of all, a special session specifically on immigration, no, although a couple of other things are going to get thrown into the mix, apparently.
Common law marriage, yeah. You know, I think there are two reasons. One, the governor says that the Supreme Court made the wrong decision by invalidating the ballot measure. And if you read the court's decision, which says that Initiative 55, the constitutional amendment that is at issue here, the dissent makes some good points. I read both the majority opinion and the dissent, and I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but the governor believes that we ought to reverse the court's decision. The other reason, I think the bigger reason that we're having this debate this summer in Colorado and across the country is because no one is satisfied with the status quo.
Right.
Washington hasn't solved this problem. Everybody, I think, agrees we need a comprehensive national solution, although there's obviously a lot of disagreement about what that
means. Is.
And the result is you've got a lot of states like ours struggling to step in where D.C. has fallen down on the job.
Isn't it interesting that they keep trying to grab more power at the same time they're not living up to their duties, like rescue us and big disasters, like dealing with our borders and national security?
I think there's a real theme there, and it's worth talking about a bit. I mean, every major policy issue that we face, almost every, is in part the product of gridlock in Washington. Healthcare, I think, is the best example. I had a chance last week to have lunch with the former governor of Oregon, John Kitzhaber,
mm-hmm.
who has, as you know, a physician and a leader in healthcare reform. And he said to Washington, look, if you're not going to solve this problem, get out of the way. Just give us the money you now spend on Medicare and Medicaid and Children's Health Plan. Don't give us any more money, but don't give us any less. Just give us that money in a lump sum and let us design a basic package of benefits for Oregonians. It's a very creative approach, and he's trotting around the country to promote it.
Sounds positively old-fashioned Republican.
Exactly. I don't think he's gotten a message back from the administration yet. They'd need a waiver to do it. But I think there's a theme here. If Washington's not going to solve the immigration problem, if they're not going to solve the healthcare crisis, I don't know what they do in D.C., states and their citizens are not content to wait.
They're talking about flag burning amendments.
Oh, that's right.
And gay marriage. Real important to everybody's lives. And I don't mean to blow off that they're trivial pursuits, because they're not. But the reality is we have many more pressing issues, up to and including border security in terms of that, in terms of companies who hire illegal workers and get off scot-free and thereby are allowed to get away with it and exploit people. So how is this going to be tackled? And at the rate of $15,000 a day, how is this going to help? Because Owen says it's going to take 3 to 5 days, but it sounds like it's enormously complex.
It is. The governor didn't give us a lot of time to come back and sort this out. My approach is to try to forge some consensus before the session starts. As soon as I bang the gavel on the first day of this special session, you're right, the meter will begin running and taxpayers will foot the bill.
So I'm trying to bring folks together in advance. I've talked to the governor several times in the last 2 weeks. I've talked to the minority leader. And I started by talking to the leaders of these two warring parties. Defend Colorado Now is a group led by former Governor Dick Lamb that was promoting the ballot measure. Keep Colorado Safe is the opposition led by former Denver mayor and cabinet secretary Federico Pena. They agree with one another. They forged a consensus on a statutory measure. They said, look, we can solve this problem in statute with a bill or two that we can put on the governor's desk and he can sign. We don't have to duke this out until November. They even said we don't need a constitutional amendment to solve this problem. We could start by enforcing the laws we've got. I think their compromise offers real hope for progress in this special session.
Now, what is their compromise is what specifically?
The compromise says two things in effect, and it's modeled in part on several provisions in a Georgia law.
In a Georgia law?
Not the entire Georgia law, just sections 7, 8, and 9.
Because the Georgia law was quoted in the Denver Post, an article, I think that it was from the AP, is saying, don't do what we did, it's just a panacea or a Band-Aid. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, well, and that's why in our agreement we said we had a model this proposal, not duplicate the Georgia law.
Okay.
And not all of the Georgia law, but just several sections. The two provisions are these. First, if you're applying for public assistance, you have to be a legal resident. That's not just a good idea. It's already the law, and we ought to enforce it. I don't think anybody believes, whether you're an immigrant or not, that if you're ineligible for welfare or food stamps, you ought to be getting it. That's fraud. And one part of this proposal would say, give us some tools to enforce the law and make sure that those sorts of benefits are going only to people who are legally eligible.
Okay.
The second, and maybe in some ways the more important part of this proposal, says if you're an employer and you're going to break the law and hire workers without proper documentation, please don't expect any tax break from our state. Georgia decided to eliminate the business deduction for companies that fail to verify the legal status of their employees.
Right.
I recognize that the devil's in the details there, and how you get companies to verify and how reliable the verification system is are pretty important questions. And it will be difficult to answer those questions in the 7 or 6 days now that we have left before the special session starts. But the truth is, it's employment, I think, that drives this problem. Most folks are not sitting around their kitchen table in other countries debating which particular states offer the most generous benefits. It's the jobs.
Right. Right. Well, that's the lure, certainly. Now, is there a plan to call for fining these corporations and companies who hire them?
You know, federal law says, to a large extent, states can't do that. There's a federal law, and this is, I think, the struggle. Washington has not only failed to solve this problem, it's tied the hands of states that want to.
Okay.
Federal law says states and local governments cannot impose civil or criminal sanctions on employers. So what we're trying to figure out is, if we want to hold employers accountable, but we can't fine them and we can't jail them, what can we do? And the answer, I think, is we don't have to give them public contracts. We passed a law to do that earlier this year.
Okay.
We don't have to give them tax advantages. That's the Georgia approach.
That's what's coming up.
We don't have to subsidize employers that break the law. I want to say, I recognize that what we're talking about here, what we've done, we passed more laws in one session of the legislature than at any point in Colorado history.
Congratulations.
Well, thanks. Although I don't want to take too much credit here, because I recognize that what we're doing as a state falls short of what we need as a nation, and that is, again, a comprehensive solution. So I don't think anyone should kid themselves into thinking just because the legislature passed half a dozen laws in the regular session or half a dozen more in a special session means that we've done our job as a country. These are stopgap measures substituting for the sort of federal reform that we need. The real question, I think, is should we wait for Washington to act?
Right. And the reaction is no, because they're going to go on the road because they're too so afraid to do anything now.
Right.
The reality is, though, now I'm looking over the story that I grabbed from the Denver Post, and it does say that Bill Owens apparently did ask that heavy fines be imposed on employers who submit false documentation about
right.
employees without taking reasonable measures to verify.
Right.
You're saying, I think what I hear you saying to me is you can't do that.
No, not exactly. I said that, and I want to be careful here because the federal law is fairly clear. We cannot impose civil or criminal sanctions on employers for hiring undocumented workers. What the governor's proposing, and it is a creative approach that may survive legal challenges, technically wouldn't be fining employers for the act of hiring.
But for submitting false documentation.
Exactly.
So that would be like false security, social security numbers or anything else.
Right.
Then it also says impose a 6% withholding tax on compensation to workers who fail to provide valid taxpayer identification numbers.
Right, that's, again, part of the Georgia proposal that we included in our compromise. It says, again, you're not you shouldn't get any help from the tax code if you're hiring folks illegally.
Now, the ballot initiative that wanted to the issue that was proposed to the voters that was struck down wanted to prevent non-emergency services going to illegal immigrants.
Right.
Can you describe what that is and how much of it? Because I worry about being too mean-spirited. I don't want to deny anybody emergency health care or schooling for children who have nothing to do with having decided to immigrate to the country anyway.
Well, I think that's a good point. And the truth is, you can amend the state constitution, and it may make you feel better, but it will not remove the federal mandates that you just described. The feds tell the states we have to provide K-12 education.
Right.
We have to provide emergency medical care.
Right.
The feds don't pay for those mandates. That's the problem.
No, they want unfunded mandates, I believe they're called.
Right, and that's a source of great resentment, not just in Colorado, but in every state capital.
Amen.
It's a constitutional amendment, by some analysis, could have endangered public health and child safety, produced a rash of litigation since it gave every citizen the power to sue the government if it was suspected of providing some forbidden service. It didn't define what services were forbidden, and again, by some calculations, it could have cost the state 10 times as much as it saved. And the problem is, if any of those things were true and locked into the Constitution, it would be very difficult to change. That's why both Dick Lim and Federico Pena and their organizations, which were on opposite sides of the ballot measure, have agreed on a statutory solution. It's easier to fix a statute than to change the Constitution.
To amend the Constitution, right. And that just seems to me to be cumbersome and ineffective as well. So now, in terms of this, how likely is it that you're going to get some sort of legislation that will make both sides happy and the citizens happy enough not to try to get another ballot initiative?
I figured if we could bring Dick Lamb and Federico Pena together,
pretty amazing. I can't believe you did that, by the way. I've lived in Colorado a lot of my life, and I can't believe you did that.
Well, we're not done yet, and, you know, there's still some disgruntlement in both groups, I think, but their organizations have both blessed this approach, and if they can agree, I think the legislature and the governor should be able to agree too.
Well, we'll see, and we'll follow it shortly. It's going to start Thursday, correct? Is when you bang that gavel?
That's right.
Well, good luck with your daily toils in terms of aiming for that compromise coming up, Andrew Romanoff. I appreciate you taking time out on the verge of a holiday weekend, even though I know you're the hardest working man in politics these days. But I look forward to it. Have a good special session.
Thank you, Erin. Have a happy 4th.
Thank you. Same to you. May it not cost us too much as taxpayers.
Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. Thank you very much. Immigration, thank you, Andrew Romanoff. I appreciate it. And I am Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, overdue for a break, which is why I'm a little distracted. Forgive me, Andrew Romanoff. I'm normally more polite than that. It's 8:21. Well, sometimes. Often. It's 8:21. I still can't believe we got Dick Lamb and Federico Pena to agree on anything. We'll see. It's part of the charm of the Democratic Party. 8:22, I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin, who is at an undisclosed location in Vegas. He'll be back with you on July 5th. I'll be with you Monday and Tuesday, the 3rd and the 4th. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I'm glad Andrew Romanoff talked a little bit about his immigration background, too, because that's one of our topics coming up on this 4th of July.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out, like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much, when I think of all the hours I've blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomed James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Stationed around the world, Boulder Valley Crane Service.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Hey, did you know that the world record for the most tennis balls held in the mouth of a dog at one time is 5? That's absolutely true. 5 tennis balls at one time. Now, I wouldn't even try to get Coco or Jackson, as big as their mouths are, to try to hold 5 tennis balls at one time. But I will tell you one thing, they love their toys. And one of the reasons why they love their toys is because they're so active. And one of the reasons they're so active is because Mary and I have fed them Purina One since they've been puppies. And Purina has a formula for virtually every dog. And Purina One helps your dog's coat, helps your dog's skin, teeth, eyes. If you want your dog to be healthier, then you want Purina. So are you ready to see a change? Well, then you got to get in touch with Purina. Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com.
Next on America Uncovered. Where have all the wrinkles gone? Where are all the worry lines? Cosmeceutical companies who prosper from fixing wrinkles are concerned, and they're blaming Swedish automaker Volvo. They say that Volvo's focus on making the world's safest cars is making people too relaxed and carefree, causing worry lines to become a thing of the past. Volvo's invitation to visit your local retailer for the current model year-end sales event with attractive lease offers can only make things worse. Officials at Volvo remain unapologetic and say that making safe cars is what they do, and they're pleased that more people are able to afford a Volvo because of the sales event.
Right now, lease a new 2006 Volvo XC90 for $399 a month for 36 months. $3,443 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit DenverVolvoDealers.com or call 877-24-VOLVO.
Put on your red, white, and blue and join AM 760 Progressive Talk and the ACLU on Tuesday, July 4th for the 5th annual 4th of July Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. It'll be a fun-filled, inspirational event with activities for all ages, plus food, beverages, and more. Join hundreds of others in defending our freedom.
Proceeds benefit the American Civil Liberties Union.
For more information, visit AM760.net.
Hot and oblivious. I just took a bite of my chicken and dumplings. Forgive me. Hold on. Oops. Happy holiday weekend, everyone. It's 8:26. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. And even though after that last mouthful comment, you may think my butt is as big as Carl Rove's, it's really not. All right, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. Jay normally does Topic Free Friday. I see no reason not to change that today. Let's just talk. We talk about Guantanamo. We talk about the legal ramifications, whether you're for it, whether you look at Guantanamo detainees as if they're human sewage, in which case I've got a bone to pick with you. Whether you'd like to discuss, I mean, if you're an immigrant stock, if you're like the Romanovs and of Andrew's ilk and were persecuted in the pogrom, or you're like my family who were persecuted by virtually everyone and escaped here, what do you believe in your country? Because I believe that immigrants' rights are very important. I also believe the federal government is falling down on the job. I think that's very real, leaving it to the states to deal with. So a special session of the Colorado legislature is being called into play by Governor Bill Owens. Well, I still can't believe Jay Marvin backed at one time. That just still freaks me out. But anyway, past sins, done. 303-713-7600. I really want to talk to you. I really want to understand your point of view, whether it's immigration, whether it's Guantanamo Bay, whether it's the 4th of July, how you're going to celebrate. And since you caught me eating, I will also give you a recipe on blender vichyssoise. It is so good, not the bit elitist. My father invented it, as far as I know, although maybe he picked up the recipe somewhere because he was a very good cook. Get your blenders ready because it's going to be a hot one today. I think it's going to be up to 96 degrees today. Yow! That's hot. So let's all plan for some blender vichyssoise, because let me tell you something. When you're really hot and you come in from a golf game or playing outside with your kids or working in your yard, xeriscaping, you're going to feel so happy when you drink this stuff. It's like it just runs through your body and makes you feel so much cooler. So the number once again is 303-713-7600. We're coming up on a holiday weekend. I can think of no better way to celebrate the 4th of July than to talk to about two key issues. One is due process, our Constitution, the Supreme Court ruling on Guantanamo Bay, how the, you know, and generally speaking, how the Bush administration has stolen power after power after power for itself. And then they have totally fallen down on the job in terms of things like rescuing our citizens. We're in the desperate straits in the wake of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Or, you know, basically abandoning their responsibilities to the states in terms of protecting our borders, making sure there's a process by which we can all deal with illegal immigrants in a way that's sane, safe, and measured. No, we'll dump that. We'll just dump it. Healthcare, dump. So what is the federal government doing these days anyway? Because they're certainly not doing their jobs. Leave it to the right-wing Republicans to just be concerned with the divine right of kings and more money for the rich. That's basically what they've been doing, creating a feudal state in modern times. No, thank you. I say it's time to throw off our shackles, liberate yourself, celebrate your 4th of July by taking your country and your Constitution back. Plus, we can talk about immigration in the special session coming up. Do you resent paying $15,000 a day in order to deal with this issue? Are you sad that the ballot initiative failed? I'm not. I think this should be handled legally and not by amending the Constitution. I would amend the Constitution for very only good reasons, like, say, Equal Rights Amendment. That I would have amended it for. It's 8:30 in the morning. Good morning. I'm filling in for J. Marvin. My name's Erin Hart, and in case you can't realize, I'm waking up. It's now later in the morning, so my hands are starting to move. I'd like to talk to you. 303-713-7600. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Celebrate July 4th on this June 30th by having a discussion about immigration, about Guantanamo, or anything else that concerns you on this hot day in Colorado. Coming up, some more summertime recipes. Also part of the mix coming up.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
You've now got plenty of room to work with across the highway commute. I-25 is pretty much back to normal up on the north end as you make your way out of Thornton and Northglenn. You will find some southbound slowing, though, right between I-70 and Spear, also south of here between University and Colorado. Across northbound 25, we're still in great shape as you make your way between the Tech Center and downtown. And along I-225, southbounders are just a bit thick from Yosemite to I-25, and northbound traffic is still jamming from Parker Road to Iliff. Across our side streets, one crash in the cleanup stages now. It's a two-car fender bender right along southbound University, just north of Mississippi. Today's forecast calls for highs around 96 degrees, and currently we're at 71 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got the fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure. At I-70 and Airport Boulevard, they've got the bikes, the clothes, the service, the rentals, and the deals. Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
AM 760 with J. Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind parents to talk with their teens about the dangers of drinking and driving. Help them understand the best answer to drinking and driving is to say no to the drinking. The next best solution is don't get behind the wheel. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services. Operators of Red Rocks Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Checker Auto Parts!
check your mailbox or shake out your local newspaper, because this week's ad for Checker Auto Parts is 24 savings-packed pages of super hot deals. All good now through July 8th. We've never done this before. We may never do it again. More than 100 coupon specials. Save $2 on a gallon of Prestone antifreeze. $5 when you buy 5 quarts of any brand motor oil. $5 on Autolite Platinum 96-month batteries. 10% on Autolite starters and alternators. $8 when you buy a Fram oil and air filter together. 15% on all bug shields. $20 on a pair of Sylvania Silver Star headlamps or capsules. There's never been a better time to work on your car. And with a qualifying Fram, Prestone, or Autolite purchase, you can have special discount coupons to save up to $32 on 4 tickets to the Mile High Nationals and HRA drag races at Vandermeer Speedway on Saturday, July 15th. All Checker stores are open and ready to serve you throughout 4th of July weekend. Want a great chance to save? We got it.
Checker Auto Parts.
Let's say you woke up, jumped in the shower, brushed your teeth, hopped in the car, grabbed your everyday drive-through breakfast sandwich, and hit the office where the boss asked you how you were, and you said, great. But your boss could tell you were lying. Everyone could tell. Your routine turned you into a soulless creature of habit. Einstein Brothers Bagels thinks that's no way to live. So we've created what we believe are the best breakfast sandwiches in the world. Like the Spicy Elmo, a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet layered with real Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear. All in a fresh baked hollow roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a Spicy Elmo, and hit the office. Where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are. And you'll say, great. And your boss will see that you truly are great. You're poised for greatness. And he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ed Schultz, who filled in yesterday, there he is, Herb Crum. It's actually Aaron Hart filling, coming out of the left side of the bed this morning. It's 8:35. It's 303-713-7600. And by the way, we will not be checking in with Ed Schultz because he's taking Monday off on Monday with the Monday Take at 8. He's going to be fishing up in Canada. So we'll have a wonderful time. We're going to talk more immigration issues. We're going to talk the smoking ban, no doubt, which goes into effect tomorrow. And, you know, we have more than enough to talk about with Guantanamo Bay and everything else that's been going on. Good morning, Stuart in Denver. Thank you for joining us on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. What's your take today?
I just want everybody to Google the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And read up maybe today so that they have, you know, good argument points for the weekend to convince some people that we need to change. So their friends and family that maybe they don't get along with politically, and maybe even the Ten Commandments, because it seems like most of the Christians that I talk to don't actually know what they are.
Yeah, I know. Who did I hear? It was some Bible something. Oh, no, it was on Stephen Colbert the other day. He looked at this right-wing, I think it was from Georgia, a representative who's trying to get the Ten Commandments established, and he goes, okay, could you quote them for me?
That's the law, right?
And the guy could only get, like, three of them out. I was like, I'm not exactly walking familiar with all of them either. Well, I've lived them is what I do. But I could probably get closer to 10 than he did because I listened to George Carlin.
That's right, exactly. And you think if somebody was going to write a bill about the Ten Commandments, that maybe they might have to include them in there, or their origins at least, and do some research on that.
Maybe, but you know that you're advocating for a little family dissent on a day when we're all armed with fireworks, don't you?
Yeah. That's exactly why. But we all know we need a change.
All right, we know we need to change, but be civil and stay away from the matches when you're having a fight.
But if you go fully armed with this information, then you'll have a huge step up, and they won't be able to argue with it.
I like that, and if I can't find mine, I'm going to Google and getting a new copy. Thank you, Stuart.
Benjamin Franklin said that if you have information on your side, then you don't need to resort to violence or physical force.
Amen. Welcome, and thank you for quoting one of our best founding fathers. Thank you so much. Thank you, Stuart. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good advice. Everybody Google the preamble of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Hey, throw in the Ten Commandments, too, and be armed. Well, metaphorically speaking, for those 4th of July picnics coming up. Eddie in Littleton, welcome, and thank you for joining the Jay Marvin Show this morning. Good morning.
Good
morning. I'm calling because I think you're a little naive when it comes to the people in Gitmo. These people were foreign fighters for the most part, captured on a field of war.
Really? And which one of them? Can you name to me what they've done? Because nobody in the Bush administration seems to be able to.
And going on a nature trip in Afghanistan from all these Middle Eastern countries. I have no doubt that's why they were there with a weapon in their hand. You know.
What about the Tipton 3 who were released to Britain and who are now making documentaries? Is there a way of waging war?
Who were released and went on to further terrorism and murder?
No.
Not the Tipton 3. The Tipton 3 have been making documentaries. They've been making documentaries about their mistreatment in Guantanamo.
These people have been trained in the art of propaganda.
They have been using...
And you are buying into this.
These guys didn't do anything. They weren't even guilty of anything.
These people didn't do anything, right?
Do you know how to fight terrorism? Prosecute them like we did with Ramzi Youssef. Where is he? Wait a minute. Where is Ramzi Youssef, Eddie? Where is Ramzi Youssef?
I think you...
Can you tell me where Ramzi Youssef is?
The Democrats should go on the record of having sympathy...
Can you tell me where Ramzi Youssef is?
Giving them the right to sue...
Excuse me.
Them lawyers, I think you should go on record for that, and I think you should run on the election on that.
Can you?
And I think you should. I think you should trumpet that belief and stand up for
you
that.
You don't even. You just want to spew your propaganda. You don't want to answer my question. Where is Ramzi Youssef? Where is Ramzi Youssef? Do you know who Ramzi Youssef is? Because I do.
That is an example of what happens when you take a prisoner of war.
Do you know where Ramzi Youssef is?
Ramzi Youssef, as I recall, was one of the people charged with terrorism here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And where is he?
You've got me.
I wasn't trying to stump you. He's in Supermax. He's in Florence. He's right next to you in Colorado. So the point I'm making is there are methods and procedures within law, which is exactly what the Supreme Court was saying.
Hold on, let me finish. All right.
Because when we prosecuted Ramzi Youssef, we also uncovered mountains of information about plots and plans, including about flying airplanes into buildings, by the way, back in 1995, which we should have put to better use in terms of the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and everybody else taking advantage of that knowledge and information, which was handed to them by the Philippine authorities who interdicted Ramzi Youssef. But in any event, let's just say, you see, there are ways to fight. I am for doing this because it makes better sense in prosecuting a war. I am for doing this because it makes more sense. When you, as the FBI has noted time after time after time, when you torture people, when you hold them without hope, when you mistreat them and maltreat them, you lose any opportunity you ever might have had in terms of getting information out of them. You slam the door. This is not wise prosecution of the war on terror. I am for this because I'm a smarter war fighter, not because I'm some sort of wussy that you want to paint me out to being. I am better, faster, and smarter. That's why I believe in tactics that have been proven time after time after time after time after time in sensible, sane war prosecution, not insane grabbing of power because you're too stupid to deal with reality.
Do you think people who don't wear a uniform and use civilians as targets should be allowed to have the same rights as prisoners of war?
In terms of the Geneva Convention,
yeah.
They are provided for, and as enemy combatants, maybe
either,
they
are prisoners of war.
You asked me a question. Do you want me to answer it, or do you just want to talk over me?
All right.
You want me to answer it, or you want me to talk over
me? I want you to answer it.
Okay, great. So the question was, remind me.
If these people are not wearing uniforms
right.
and are using civilians,
oh, enemy combatants, right? Okay.
Are they prisoners of war? Does that define them?
There may be a way to treat them in terms of this, but you have to go to Congress, which is in charge of war fighting, in order to consult
them.
You have to do that, and you also have to have courts martial, and you have ways in the Geneva Convention, in Article 3, of dealing people both in a uniform and out of uniform. And by the way, as I recall, the American revolutionaries didn't always wear uniforms. So strictly speaking, if you're advocating, wow, if you're a revolutionary and you don't wear a uniform, we can just kill and maim you and persecute you and vivisect you, then that's not very wise. In terms of our history, is it?
As prisoners of war under the Geneva Convention. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying treat them as the prisoners of war in the Geneva Convention.
You think they should be allowed to sue?
But make
sure. Some of your callers said this morning.
Look, here's the reality. This is going to open the door for them to be able
to
prosecute. Yes.
The U.S. government.
This will, if they believe they are unlawfully detained, what are you afraid of? If they want to be able to sue the U.S. government, why are you afraid of that? Let me turn the question around.
Great. I think you guys should run on this. I think this is a strong platform for you and the rest of your Democrats. There's no doubt
about it. No, you obviously think you're being very condescending and very smart and very wise. But the reality is, what's wrong with due process of law?
Why not run on it?
What's wrong with due process? I don't run for office. I'm a talk show host. But be that as it may, look, here's the thing. The reality is, why are you afraid to grant them rights? Why are you afraid? Because the only way, the only time that people have to hide in secret is when they've done something wrong.
I don't believe they're entitled to the same rights as prisoners of war for all the reasons I just said.
Well, unfortunately, unfortunately for people who want to treat other people like garbage or abrogate all their rights, we have international and national laws. We are a nation of laws, not men. And thank God Almighty, because there are a couple of people from Arvada, and I mean no disrespect for you necessarily, but how dare you suggest some of these people weren't even, were just rounded up as usual suspects.
They're innocent children. I agree. I think that they were there on a nature trip and absolutely had nothing to do with it.
See, and that kind of condescension is going to get you exactly nowhere. I know what you're doing, and it doesn't get work. It's not going to work anymore. People have wised up after 6 years of the abrogation of power, the divine rights of kings, and torture. They know what you're up to. You're done. It's 844. I'm Aaron Hart, 303-713-7600. See, you keep trying to paint us as wussies. Not going to work. Not when we have Franklin Roosevelt in our arsenal. Not when we have JFK standing up in the days of October. Not when we've been better, faster, smarter, more sane, and able to obey the Constitution in large part because FDR abrogated it too, and wrongly so, against the Japanese. So, you know what? I'm not afraid of granting people rights because I believe in democracy and our republic. It's 303-71.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Cross Sea Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Cross Sea Bar Trout Ranch. 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
I felt like I wanted to kiss her the moment I saw her.
I kissed him first.
It was the most wonderful kiss of my life.
With 29 dimensions of compatibility, a kiss is not just a kiss. I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. And the folks you just heard were matched through our patented, proven process that goes so much deeper than a picture in a paragraph. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com.
Rush, with this Viagra thing, what do you think is going to be the result of that thing?
I think Rush could be looking at some hard time.
The Al Franken Show.
Get up, get hard time because of the Viagra thing.
That's right.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Mornings at 10.
Not too closely.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Check your auto parts!
Check your mailbox or shake out your local newspaper because this week's ad for Checker Auto Parts is 24 savings-packed pages of super hot deals. All good now through July 8th. We've never done this before. We may never do it again. More than 100 coupon specials. Save $2 on a gallon of Crestone antifreeze. $5 when you buy 5 quarts of any brand motor oil. $5 on Autolite Platinum 96-month batteries. 10% on Autolite starters and alternators. $8 when you buy a Fram oil and air filter together. 15% on all bug shields. $20 on a pair of Sylvania Silver Star headlamps or capsules. There's never been a better time to work on your car. And with a qualifying Fram, Crestone, or Autolite purchase, you can have special discount coupons to save up to $32 on 4 tickets to the Mile High Nationals and HRA drag races at Bandimere Speedway on Saturday, July 15th. All Checker stores are open and ready to serve you throughout 4th of July weekend. Want a great chance to save? We got it.
Checker Auto Parts.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Every 4th of July, the United States celebrates its birthday. On that date, in 1776, representatives of the 13 colonies adopted an eloquent statement, the Declaration of Independence, and setting forth the reasons for declaring independence from Great Britain. This is Ronnie from All American Vogue, and I've got lots of gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Happy birthday, America. Maybe it's time for another tea party. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing there's the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. There's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the station.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I mean, it's 303-713-7600. Good morning. 303-713-7600. We've got full lines. I'm going to whip through these calls and hear what you have to say. Now, if you're going to argue with me, say, oh, please, run on their ability to sue. Oh, please, run on our Constitution. I'm not afraid to run on our Constitution. I'm not going to let you frame it or characterize it either. Good luck trying to paint us as wussies. All it does is make my constitutional clause come out. You know what word he's really wanting to use. Paul in Denver, one I can't say on the radio. Hi, it's 8:50 in the morning. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, here's this guy. First, I want to comment on your last caller. Here he talks about experts as propaganda. All he's got to do is look at the Bush administration for experts on propaganda.
Weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
We have the right to be kings. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. But here's one of the best descriptions of the war I've read yet. I read this the other day from Kathleen Parker out of the Orlando Sentinel. And she says, she makes this comment, the war, we're at war with a phantom enemy that stalks our national psyche like some lunatic poltergeist. Isn't that a great description?
I love that. Would you please send that to Aaron at AaronHartShow.com? I need to have that.
Sure, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it was a great description of the war.
Wow.
But, you know, as far as this whole 4th of July celebration this weekend,
yes.
Yeah, I take an opposite view that this is not a weekend to be celebrating, in my opinion, the 4th of July. Where are the massive demonstrations? And you know, you probably already know this, but where the flag upside down is a sign of distress?
Yes.
Well, to me, that's the way the flag should be flown this weekend. Upside down, people have decals on their cars of flags upside down. I mean, this country is in such distress right now that that, to me, is what should be displayed and not this rah-rah, you know, America's great. And, you know, I'm just really fed up with this government and this attitude that, you know, supposedly we are the best country. We don't appear as the best country right now, you know, in the world. And I've never really believed that. I think there's countries in Europe that are just as great as countries in as this country, but
well,
anyway,
I think we are pretty great, and I think we have the potential to be extremely great, but I also am chilled by, have you seen Why We Fight by Eugene Jarecki?
No.
It won the big prize at the Sundance Film Festival, but it's a documentary, and it really is chilling because it opens with Eisenhower's military-industrial complex speech.
Uh-huh.
his Farewell to the Nation. And it is chilling to hear him warn us about becoming beholden to the military-industrial complex. It really is. It was a warning to us that we better not do it. And he was so right, and it really is a good documentary. The other one that is a must for all of us to see, and maybe it'll help convince our fellow citizens that more needs to be done, is The Road to Guantanamo, which is for a friend who thinks it's wussy to support human rights and civil rights. He should just watch The Road to Guantanamo, which is about the Tipton Three, the ones from London who got held in Guantanamo without any legal counsel or anything else until the British twisted Bush's arms enough so that he let them go. It's really frightening what we're doing, and I don't think it has made us a jot safer. As a matter of fact, the only thing it's done is drive Osama bin Laden more into the arms of the hideous terrorist who just died in a hail of bullets, and long may he rest in not-so-peaceful peace. But, you know, there was a schism in al-Qaeda that we could have been exploiting. But did we think about it? No, because these guys aren't sophisticated at all. They just want to ram, bam, and no thank you, ma'am, and they aren't doing us a bit of good. They have no wiliness. They have no methodology to deal with these problems, and they're very sophisticated and need wise solutions that employ our Constitution to good effect rather than ill.
Right.
Well, dang it.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of making the statement that we're not safer, I canvass every day. There was a great sign in somebody's yard that said, "We are not safer. Occupation breeds hate." I thought that was great.
That is great. Thank you very much. And do please send me that that beginning quote that you gave me at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. And by the way, you can also write to me that way, Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. Peer and Hartzell, welcome, and thanks for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to hear your voice again, Aaron.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, and I'm also calling about the moron that called in. There was a documentary by Frontline one time, and it was about Osama bin Laden's friend's son, and he, of course, had betrayed it, trained as al-Qaeda, but he realized at an early age that, uh-oh, this is not right, and so he got away. Well, CIA tracked him down, blah, 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 and they put him in Guantanamo as a spy, and he was there for 3 months. Basically, he was there to find who really were the bad guys in there, and it turned out that about 10%, he said, were actually bad guys, and the rest of them were just like people that the warlords and various people had picked up and gave to the Americans so they get the reward money, and have been in there all this time for no reason. Young boys, the whole bit. So that guy is completely off his rocker.
Of course he is.
You know, I mean, UPS...
Because they don't think. They just believe, we believe what the Bush administration tells us, because
I know,
they're
they
our
genius. They don't stop. You know, watch some documentaries and stuff, and the thing is, you know, UPS isn't the only people wearing brown shirts nowadays. I mean, these guys don't, you know, they just don't seem to care that 3.5 years. What are they going to tell us after 3.5 years? It's not like they've been in the inner circle of
Al-Qaeda
all this time.
The FBI, which has proven interrogation techniques, has, you know, knows from experience that the best way to get a guy to talk to you is to treat him humanely. Scare him by being so nice to him that it's like, whoa, what's going to happen to me next? But at the same time, treat him with human dignity. And you know what? Sooner or later, he'll look around and go, wow, you guys eat well, you dress well, you have food in your bellies. Well, maybe, you know, I would want some of this. I mean, inspire them to talk to you. 9 times out of 10, that'll work. There may be some people that you want to come up to the borderline. I understand that. There's a ticking time clock. So that's the one that always gets me, is the one who may or may not be going to imminently harm us.
Yeah, well, we've got plenty of those in this country. What's this, McVeigh? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. We've got a whole Aryan nation out there, you know. And the sad part is that, you know, these guys all say, oh, but they've cut the heads off of our guys. Well, you know what? Now they're really going to cut the heads off of our guys. And in every other country, they're going to do it, too, because they know that in America, there's no chance in hell that they're going to get humane treatment. You know, when you're stuck in a prison for 3.5 years and you've done nothing wrong, all you're doing is inciting hatred. So, you know, I'd rather have a bleeding heart than no heart at all.
Oh, what a great line. I'm stealing that one immediately, Pierre. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye. I can squeeze you in, Noah, in Arvada. Thank you for joining us. I welcome, and I think we have about a minute left, John, right? Okay.
I wish I had more time, but I'd just like to say that, you know, the military war ended when he declared that the war was over. Right now we're in a war of ideas. And these guys are basically fighting the fight by being just as evil as the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the sidelines are seeing that, and they will never side with us. They will fight against us because we are not doing the right thing.
To the death.
In the military, you have duty, honor, and country. We are not doing any of those things. We are basically destroying our moral image to the world. The only way we can win this is if we have a high moral character. We are not doing that. We are no better than our enemy right now. We have to do the right thing. If we don't do the right thing, we will lose.
You took very good advantage of your time. You have about 20 seconds left. Anything else you want to add?
I was in the military, and I'm repulsed by the idea of what is happening to our country and what they're doing to our Constitution. I swore an oath to defend the Constitution.
Thank you for serving us, and thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. Happy 4th of July. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush? Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Fuel, adventure, Sea-Doo. Add it up to get the best in open water, sun-drenched, wave-hopping excitement. Right now, buy a new Sea-Doo personal watercraft, and you'll get up to $1,000 in free gas to fuel your adventure. See your Sea-Doo dealer today and check out the all-new Sea-Doo 4-Stroke GTI, a great value that was named Watercraft of the Year by Watercraft World Magazine. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 7506. Free gas value varies by model on prepaid debit card. See dealer for complete offer details. Some restrictions may apply.
Top three reasons I'm painting this holiday weekend. Number three, my son was in diapers last time we painted. He starts college this fall. Number two, I'm going to paint my new office, I mean his room, Mochaccino. And number one, I'll save $25 on paint.
Now through July 4th, get $25 off 5-gallon buckets and $6 off 1-gallon cans of Behr Premium Plus paint. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid by manufacturer mail-in rebate in U.S. only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Have more U.S. troops killed Iraqi civilians? CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan in Baghdad says there is a military investigation into an incident south of the capital.
The Associated Press is reporting that the crime actually involved the raping of a young woman by a U.S. soldier and then her body being burned and three members of her family killed. The U.S. military will not comment on that, saying this is an ongoing investigation.
It's the latest from Osama bin Laden. An audio tape posted on an Islamist website full of praise for Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the former head of al-Qaeda in Iraq, killed by U.S. forces earlier this month. CBS News terrorism analyst Christopher Whitcomb, a former FBI agent, says the real importance in this latest recording is that it is another reminder that bin Laden remains at large.
We're never going to avenge 9/11 until we find Osama bin Laden. That's the reality of it. We know the basic area where he's hiding. We need to direct more troops and try to find him.
In Memphis this morning... And indeed it is for President Bush and his special guest as they prepare for a visit to the home of the king. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president's here with self-described Elvis maniac, Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi. Elvis Presley Enterprises chief executive Jack Soden says Koizumi is the highest profile of thousands of Japanese Elvis fans.
And his records had sold tens of millions in the 50s, in 56, 57. So the Japanese have had Elvis in their lives for decades.
And the president and the prime minister will be touring the home of the king, except for the upstairs private area that remains off limits, even to these VIP guests. Live in Memphis, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The 4th of July holiday weekend is almost here, but as Julie Mann of CBS station WBBM found in one Chicago suburb, high gas prices are changing travel plans.
Just trying to get through Friday, this man says he's not going anywhere.
Not this weekend, no.
Because he just took his family on vacation. This truck driver says he would if he could, but it's too costly to fill the tank.
If the gas prices were like $2.73, not no $3.
And this early riser enjoying coffee says the cost of fuel has him enjoying fireworks at home this 4th of July.
In previous years, we've been going up to Door County and decided not to do that this year.
Floodwaters are receding in rain-drenched sections of the east. The high water drove tens of thousands from their homes and is blamed for 8 deaths in Pennsylvania alone. Along the Delaware River in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, as Jay Dow of WCBS-TV reports, many residents are sticking it out despite what's a recurring bad dream.
I've been here 4 years and I've seen 3 floods.
Dan Seiler says he's not going to throw in the towel despite his home's troubling relationship with the Delaware River. We found him at 3:30 this morning cleaning, therapy if you will, for someone who just yesterday had to wade through his first floor.
This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, if you can't beat the heat, join it. Get your hands on all kinds of scorching hot deals this Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight, at CompUSA's Midnight Madness. I'm talking smoking hourly specials, plus the hottest prices on all the coolest technology. HD TVs, monitors, and laptops starting at a sizzling $399. It's Midnight Madness, this Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. Offer after rebate, see store for details.
I'm Doug Lipra with an AM 760 local news update. Some bar owners are a little worried about the statewide smoking ban that goes into effect just after midnight tonight. Bars can build outdoor patios to accommodate smokers, but some say they don't have the money to adapt to the new law. You've likely heard of checkpoints set up to look for drunk drivers. Now in Colorado waters, they're on alert for BUIs.
Boating under the influence, and Colorado State Parks are going to have patrols with sobriety checkpoints as well at Cherry Creek Reservoir and Chatfield Reservoir.
And Mindy Crane at CDOT says dozens of traditional DUI checkpoints will be set up on the roads of Colorado through the 4th of July. The most congested stretch of interstate highway in Colorado, it's I-225 between South Parker Road and I-70. A CDOT analysis ranks that 6 miles of interstate as number one in terms of the time spent behind the wheel stuck in traffic. The second worst, I-25 through Colorado Springs, while two sections of I-70 on the west side of the Metro Denver area held down the number 3 and 4 spots. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Doug Lipra. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Doug. The highway drive is just in gorgeous shape right now. We had a pretty light rush hour, and to top it off, got a great start to the midday drive. Lots of us are getting out of town early. I-70 is seeing a lot more volume in those westbound lanes heading up into Summit County. Luckily, no major problems to report, though. Now, if you're driving out to DIA, Pena Boulevard is still in excellent shape on your way out to the east side of town. And up and down I-25, we're pretty much back to normal. Southbounders looking at just a bit of heavy jamming at the 20th Street exit, and across southbound I-225, you will find heavy traffic between DTC and I-25. Today's forecast calls for highs.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Oh, you know what? Of America, was it, you know, wasn't known then by the Indians. But in any event, I just feel the Constitution is a righteous document. We need to obey it. We need to pay attention to tenets such as habeas corpus, which, by the way, have been in place since the Magna Carta. Even the British came up with some legalisms that were sane. So could we please, please have a discussion about what's right and wrong rather than, oh, they're terrorists, you're naive, you're a dope. That seems to be, have you noticed this morning that's been their primal argument? You're a dope, these guys are sewage, you're naive. Not good enough. Sorry, I believe in a constitution, the preamble, section 3 of the Geneva Conventions applies to all four of them. And we need to pay attention to what is right as opposed to promulgating what is wrong because we think we can get away with it. Only a scofflaw Harvard business wannabe would do that. Only somebody who was born with a silver foot in his mouth would do that. That's part of the problem here. They are not worthy of you and I. They are not. We've heard from Wyoming. Even Dick Cheney's home ground is disowning him. 303-713-7600. We can talk about that. We can talk about the holiday coming up. How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do? I'm going to make more blender vichyssoise. I'll tell you about that coming up. Hot summer recipes. What do you like to eat most, whether it's lemonade or drink most in the summertime? I want to hear from you at 303-713-7600. And two, we can also talk about the special session about immigration. Again, it goes back to rights. What do we want to extend to the least of us, to the people who have just come here? Maybe they were seeking a better life. Maybe they came here illegally. And maybe they should have to pay some sort of penalty or deal with it. Or we should have a more balanced immigration perspective and definitely safety for our borders. But do we need to treat people badly, malign them, or hurt their children in that process? I don't think so. If that makes me subject to being painted as a wussy, good luck trying. What I'm doing is living up to Benjamin Franklin. What I'm doing is living up to Thomas Jefferson, despite the fact that they were men with flaws as well, thinking Thomas Jefferson and slavery, for example. But we need to take their best ideas and believe in them. Now, the secret program that has been the much ado about before this Guantanamo thing came down the play, look, even Peter King, who called for the New York Times to be criminally prosecuted, was touting the fact that we could spy on their bank records, and that's how we were interdicting Al-Qaeda. Either you want them to know you're effective, or you want them to think you're buffoons. It's ridiculous. Get over yourselves. Okay. Blender Vichyssoise coming up. Your phone calls, 303-713-7600. And 7600, a good one for today, 1776. Rachel in Denver, welcome and thank you for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. I was watching the first season of The West Wing the other day, which was made back during the Clinton years, I think.
Yes.
And there was an episode that I found particularly ironic. The Republican leadership was going to get back at Jed Bartlett's White House by bringing up all the idiotic issues that nobody wanted to talk about. Those issues were flag burning, gays in the military, gay marriage, Let me see. All of the issues that the White House and Congress now spend all of their time on.
But you know what's really scary? The flag-burning amendment almost passed.
I know. And it was, the other one, the big one was, the first one that they were going to throw out was English as the official language. And now these are considered to be serious issues. And it just appalls me. I'm an historian, and I'm a CPA. And so I'm very involved in the economic perceptions of history. And it just appalls me, the amount of money, not only that they're throwing at the war and not throwing at education and our children and things like that, but
our elderly,
the amount of time that they're spending on issues that are so idiotic, that have nothing to do with moving our country forward or thinking. I mean, it's like Bush has beliefs. He doesn't think, because thinking would conflict his reality.
Oh, I think part of it is this messianic idea. I really think a
right.
lot of them believe we're headed for the end of days, so why bother?
Well, this is a good point, too, and that is so frightening to me.
Yeah.
I mean, this business about, you know, we have, in order to have the end of days and for the rapture to come, the Christians have to be in possession of the land between the Tigris and the Euphrates,
yep.
i.e. Iraq.
Yeah.
And that's terrifying to me.
Me too.
And, you know, but it's just, I found that show to be just so ironic. I thought, you know, these issues were laughable 8 years ago, and now there's a serious
yes,
issue.
Yes, I remember. 8 years ago, the Congress was busy trivializing the presidency of the United States by bringing him up on charges for having a BJ in the White House.
Right. Great.
I mean, this is just, now, as an historian, and bravo to you for saying an historian. It drives me crazy when people say, oh, historian. And I don't mean to sound elitist. I just like words, and an historian is a lovely thing to hear. What part of history do you study most, or what part is your specialty?
Well, I have a degree in modern European history, but I read history as a hobby.
Cool.
And have been. I'm 56, and I got out of college when I was 22. So I've been reading history as a hobby for many years, and I read about everything. You know, I pick an area of history, I pick a country, and I read about it. I spent some time reading about medieval Japanese history, about Chinese history. I'm currently focusing on medieval history.
So doesn't this remind you of trying to drag us back to feudal states? I mean, this arrogation of power by the trying to grab the presidency back? I mean, in terms of giving money to the rich, what they're trying to do is create the caste system in reverse, trying to create the House of Lords in reverse. Actually,
well,
the Senate of the United States, unfortunately, is closer to the House of Lords than it makes me feel comfortable, quite with all those millionaires, quite frankly.
Right. But you know what it reminds me of is when there was a power vacuum after the Visigoths destroyed the Roman Empire, and that was when the Catholic Church, and Catholic, of course, just means universal,
right.
they wanted to put themselves in power, and they had the Council of Nicaea, and they essentially did in anybody who did not go along with the four Gospels that they chose for the New Testament, and they murdered thousands of people over the next, you know, 800 years in the name of preserving this very narrow set of beliefs that has come down to us in the form of the New Testament, because there are actually 50 additional Gospels that were just ignored. And the Gospels that they chose were actually changed in order to push their political agenda, because the Catholic Church was really, I mean, because there wasn't a separation of church and state. It was really a political body.
Yep.
And this administration reminds me so much of that.
Going right back to it. Yeah, and that's one reason why I think that we have to uphold the genius of 200 or so years ago, now going on 250 years ago, when our country was founded, and the amazing that the Enlightenment, because all those guys came out of the Enlightenment thinking and the Reformation
right.
and all of those things that were so good for humanity and so bad for the divine right of kings. And, you know,
right.
hey, I'd rather stay in democracy's hands, thank you, than go back to a feudal system or medieval structure where the rich controlled everything and told everybody what to do, and, you know, the religious authorities also had huge sway. I don't want to go back there. Thank you. I don't want to go Osama's way. I don't want to go George Bush's way. I don't want to go back.
He's really no better than the fundamentalist Muslim.
Yeah.
No different.
No, not so different at all. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, Rachel. Happy 4th. It's 303-713-7600, and it's 9:17 in the morning on the J. Marvin Show. This is AM760 Progressive Talk. It's Open Topic Friday, whatever floats your boat. You can talk about it if you're so mad. You're lighting a cigarette as we speak about the July 4th laws. I'm with you on, look, DIA and the casinos should be included in this legislation. Let's just face it. And I live here in Washington, and let me tell you something. It hasn't been that bad. The smokers haven't gone ape. They've not gone crazy. I don't mean to insult the gorilla population, by the way. But they have not gone nutty. They've not gone off the rails, at least as far as I've been able to ascertain. So just breathe deeply. You'll feel a lot better, especially since the Surgeon General said...
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches... Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
It's 9:22. It's hot in the studio, and it's heating up. It's going to be 96 degrees in, so, hey, stay tuned because I am going to give, please remind me, vichyssoise recipe coming up, I promise. But first I wanted to take some calls because you are a preeminent part of this show and this radio station. Even if you disagree with us, Jay and I are always happy to take calls from people who disagree. As a matter of fact, we welcome it. We encourage it. Ed Schultz, too. I don't know of a host on a liberal lineup that will not take calls from the opposition. And you know what? We'll usually let you talk, too. Unless, of course, you're being so insane or constantly interrupting us just with your propaganda without letting us answer when you ask us questions, because we don't like that. Oh, wait. Let me just speak for myself. I don't like that. It's 9:22. It's 303-713-7600. John in Laramie, Wyoming. Is the wind blowing?
Hi.
Hi, John. Is
it's
the wind
cool
blowing
up here? I just thought I'd rub it in.
It's cool up there?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, anyway, I think that in many ways, I think this is a repeat. What we're going through now is a repeat of the Spanish-American War. And basically, there was no reason to fight that war either, any of those wars, and it was all a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the history of the Republican Party, it essentially operates through subversion. It's not a legitimate political entity, because everything it does in secret. One of the worst was Nixon and Kissinger sabotaging the 68 peace talks, so we were stuck with the Vietnam War for another 4 or 5 years. I mean, that was worse than Jane Fonda. When she was doing her thing, she did it very openly. When they do their thing, they do it in secret.
You know, that's such a good point.
Yeah, almost everything they do is that way.
You know, and almost everything we do is upfront and agonized about. If anything, the Democrats agonize too much and don't speak in enough okey-doke, simplistic, you know, two-word sentences.
Yeah.
But, you know, because we actually think through and try to listen to other people and accept what they have to say and at least, you know, decide what we think about it and whether we believe in it. And I think that's part of the problem. People who are very sure about what they want are not necessarily the best ones to deal with it. It's like the Republicans hate the government, and they have done nothing but expand it and treat it badly since they have been in charge.
Yeah, and they just lie. I mean, they've thrown three elections now.
I have no problem believing that. And I don't know if you heard the voting expert who was on with Ed Schultz earlier from the Brennan Center at New York University earlier this week.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about how this latest study indicates, you know, yes, these voting machines, all three brands of them, are very subject, especially to individual hackers.
Yeah.
Fix that. Fix it immediately. Done with this now.
Yeah. And they've been very good at it. I mean, they get away with it because people basically don't want to believe how rotten these people really are.
You know, I think they do trade on that. I think they trade on the fact, and that's, you know, Cheney. I was thinking about him when I was listening to Dwight Eisenhower's kind of aw shucks nasal Kansas. You know, I'm not all that familiar with his voice because I wasn't around when he was in charge the whole time. And he, you know, his voice is kind of nasal, and it's kind of Kansan, and, you know, I mean, no offense, by the way, some of my family's from Kansas. My grandmother was from Kansas. But it's like, you know, that sort of nasal quality and that aw shucks kind of Midwestern, and you hear Dick Cheney with his soft little voice.
You know he's lying when he lowers his voice.
You know he's lying. And you also know he's so duplistic. I mean, these guys have been planning this stuff since well before 1992, but particularly since 1992.
Well, I think they started in the 70s.
I do, too.
Takeover started in the 70s.
I agree, and I think they're governmental because they are some of the best. You know, these guys hate government, and they're some of the best. They're some of the best bureaucratic infighters in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and that to me is not a mark of distinction.
No, we're stuck with them. I wish we could get rid of them once and for all. Maybe we can have them declared a subversive organization. Because that's all they ever do, and I think somebody could present a good case for it.
You're probably right. Happy 4th of July, and thanks for joining us from Wyoming, and stay cool up there.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Dang it.
Bye.
Bye. It's Glenn in Denver. The reason we're saying dang it is because it's cooler in Wyoming than it is in Colorado. Okay, fine. One thing Wyoming does better.
Hey, Aaron, I was wondering where we woke up today, because when I heard you talk to that other guy, I was thinking we're on planet insanity.
You mean the right winger?
Oh, well, what I find interesting about these arguments that people make is they're like, I think the Democrats should go on record being that they're against this. And I'm like, you know, I kind of agree with them. I think we should be on the record that we're actually for civil liberties and they're not.
No.
That way we can show that people to call in like that. I couldn't wait. I was loving how you let him talk and tried to respond to him. Because everything that he started saying, I was going, does anybody find it interesting that Jose Padilla was originally charged with the making of a dirty bomb, and they said he's an enemy combatant, gave him to military tribunal control of the Pentagon, the DOD.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 weeks before he was before his case was supposed to be presented to the Supreme Court, John Roberts was informed that the Pentagon wanted to drop the enemy combatant status and the charge of the dirty bomb. And they said, well, now we're going to try you in public court systems, but now we've got to redo the whole thing because now it's going to be a whole different system that we're going to be trying, and we have to re-prepare the case. So the guy was held for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and they dropped the actual charges they were going to use against him. Doesn't anybody see that what they're doing there is when they've put this plan into place, as we know that you and the other caller just said, they've been thinking about this for a long time. You have to do what's called testing the water. You got to go out there and wade around in it a little bit. Let's hold some people about trials and find out how the system reacts and responds. I mean, I don't know what that guy did, but if you've got him for 5 years, I would hope to God they would have put some kind of charges on the table and present them, but yet they haven't. And this guy spent half of a decade now in jail.
No, no, he's down in Charleston. He's still in the brig. He's still in confinement. He's not, and for a while he was denied legal representation.
Well, doesn't anyone ever find that? I mean, how?
And he's a U.S. citizen.
I know. Well, that's what I want. I want that right wing guy to call up and say, if they know he's this and they held him on a certain set of charges, why did they completely drop them?
Yeah.
I mean, why did they change them in midstream? Now, I talked to John on the phone a little bit while you were talking, and I don't know if you ever heard of Carnivore software by any chance.
Yes.
It's a keystroke trace software, and how it works is when you surf, it picks up on somebody surfing. Say you put keywords in NSA Ocean Computer System, picks up that you're checking a few sites and raises a slight alarm. It channels you into the Nexus until eventually it initiates Carnivore. Then Carnivore runs right back up the electrical stream, so to speak, like a salmon going backwards on what you've done, and then it goes straight to your keyboard after it goes through the integration system inside of your own computer. So then it starts tracing your actual keystrokes to find out what you're doing. Now, what I find ironic about Carnivore, and I guarantee you how they're tracing emails and stuff is not as complicated because, well, since they decided to go and outright violate your privacy amendment rights, they don't need it as much. But
no.
I'm sure they still use it. Now, what's scary about this is the FBI has actually been brought on charges for misuse of this software. In other words, when people say, I don't care if they're looking at me, I have nothing to hide, it's not about if you have something to hide. It's the fact that somebody in a position of power has more abusive power than they should have and could use it for whatever reason they want. I don't know, maybe the guy looks out and finds somebody who slept with his wife and decides to, you know, put some terrorist...
Well, maybe they're going to carry off your Social Security. Well, the one place I am hoping they do use Carnivore lately is on the keyboards of the laptop that they just got back. Do you notice how they were going to have to pay for all these credit checks, and all of a sudden, magically, they found the computer?
I know.
You know? Hi, we found the computer with all the 26 million records of all our veterans on it. I mean, if they don't even safeguard the people who are literally shedding blood for our country, why in the heck are we supposed to trust them with our average everyday rights?
I know.
You know what I mean?
And the way that people just sit there and say, this is okay or that's okay because they tell it to us. I wish we could give them a history lesson. Go back and read what Samuel Adams, Thomas Paine, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and what they said was our whole system was set up because they didn't trust government. Even the system that they were implementing. I mean, I'm sure they had fist fights when they were making this document, wrestling over what
sure
facts were relevant and what worked, because it was such an important one. And Ben Franklin said something real profound. I believe he said something to the effect, well, we're creating a democratic republic, a free democracy, that is, if you can keep it. And, you know, they use subnotation as to that, and you can go back to their lectures in which they talked about that, because they were still in fear. They didn't know how long it could last. Even the Roman Empire only lasted 1,000 years.
Well, and I find it interesting that these guys want to emulate the Roman Empire without even... they said, we want to create a new Rome. Did you read what happened to Rome?
Yeah, they killed a few senators, threw people in jail without trials, threw them in the lion cages.
Et tu, Boucher? Yeah, thank you so much for your call. I'm plumb out of time for this segment, but I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a happy 4th of July.
You too. Bye, Aaron.
Thanks for reminding us so well of our founding fathers, Glenn. It's 9:32. I'm Erin Hart. Celebrate 4th of July early. I'm coming up with my blender vichyssoise recipe, so look out. Get your pencil sharpened. It really is fun, actually, if you like potato soup. Vichyssoise is a fancy name. But I first had vichyssoise, I'll tell you where, in the top of the Denver Club with one of our godmothers. So it's where I first learned to eat cold potato soup, so it's only fitting I give back. It's 303.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th anniversary world tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CeCe DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Do you have a home improvement project? House need painting? Need a new roof? Building a deck? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Colorado's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. Call 303-660-9669 and take the guesswork out of your next home improvement project. Register to win a home makeover in the Best in Class Ultimate Home Makeover Contest. Log on at callbestinclass.com. Weekly winners and one grand prize winner. Sign up now at callbestinclass.com.
Are calling your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE-certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Arm wrestling David Addington and Dick Cheney these days. It's 303-713-7600. Okay, here's the first part of the vichyssoise recipe, and it's cold potato soup, basically. You get your can of, it's real pretty easy, can of Campbell's potato soup. It actually works better. I've tried several brands and even the, you know, fancy, because I eat a lot of organic. But, you know, I just rely on good old salty and tasty Campbell's potato soup and a blender and milk. low fat is what I use. I use low fat everything in this recipe because I watch my cholesterol, but you can also use, you know, the fattier stuff if you want. Toss in the can of potato soup, a bunch of ice, milk, and then I don't measure, so you have to do this somewhat to taste. Maybe 2 tablespoons of sour cream, a couple of tablespoons, big whopping tablespoons of cottage cheese, salt, pepper, onions. I throw in garlic because I really love garlic. You may not like that taste. I do. Chives, if you have them, or green onions will spare you the problem of having to look for chives or your chive jar because you'll have them right on the tail end of a spring onion. And throw them in there and then whip them up in the blender. And then you can go for variations. But that tastes really good. It's really icy. I like to use a lot of ice and have it be really icy because I don't mind thinner potato soup because I like the taste of it. But the onion really makes it, and it just cold, great. Last in the refrigerator, it's really good. And you can add all sorts of things, like toss in some celery or whatever you like. It's really, really tasty and a great way to beat the heat. I love cold soup. So if anybody has any cold soup recipes, I'd love to hear them either now or Monday or Tuesday when I fill in again for Jay. Mark and Lyman, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How are things out in eastern Colorado, my friend?
They're going well, Aaron.
Good.
I hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to hear Lyman.
I'm actually heading to Denver from Waco, Texas.
Wow.
Yep.
There's a journey. You've been on our interstates. Happy birthday. 50th anniversary. See, another decision. Great decision made by Dwight Eisenhower.
Definitely.
You know, lasting warning about the military-industrial complex and our interstates. I assume you're on an interstate right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about the detainees in Guantanamo.
Sure.
And I was thinking, if these people are cold-blooded killers, as has been purported, then why don't we just put the evidence together and try them for murder?
Don't you think you'd get more bang for your propaganda buck if you actually convicted some people? I know I paid attention during Ramzi Youssef's trial. Wow, those guys are really scary. Ooh, Al-Qaeda really sounds bad.
Yeah, I think if the administration's legal team spend less time drafting signing statements and circumventing the Constitution and Congress, that they'd have more time to build cases against these guys and prosecute them.
Well, you would think. I took a look at the lawyer for Hamdan, you know, yesterday, and he's got that open, honest, you know, the commander, his face, just sitting there going, it's a victory for our system. I believe him. I believe him. You know what I mean? He's coming up through the military ranks, and he's telling me that courts martial, just like our, you know, Kennedy is telling us in the Supreme Court, the courts martials are fine to deal with this. Good. Mm-hmm. Let's get at him.
Yeah. I think perhaps this might be going on a limb, but I think perhaps maybe there isn't that much evidence, and that's why they haven't prosecuted any of these people.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, I don't know what they plan on doing with them.
Well, here's the other problem. Is if that's the case, then how do they know they're dangerous? They put their foreheads on their arms and elbows and knew? I mean, how did they figure it out? Or was it in the wrong place at the wrong time, like those guys who were going to the wedding in Pakistan? Or was it like the Chinese guys who were caught in the wrong place at the wrong time and everybody pretty much agrees, but nobody knows what to do with them because they can't pack them home to China because they're in danger there? What if it's like the Tipton 3? And just off the top of my head, we've come up with 3 examples of people who were not necessarily imminently endangering our country. And part of the problem with believing these guys is they told us that that Saddam Hussein was an immediate threat to our nation, which everybody pretty much now, whether they're on the right-wing side of the fence or the left, understand completely that that's bogus.
Yeah.
That whole rationale was whole cloth.
I think the best way to settle it is to have the president go down there and look each one of them individually in the eye. That seems to be a great barometer of character.
Yeah, and come back and report on their souls, and we'll hope he doesn't have a Putin moment.
Well, I got to get back on the road, I think, Aaron.
Take care, and if you get near Fort Morgan in the next few days, try. There's still some cinnamon rolls at right off the hot freeway. right off the freeway. It's heading east, though. So when you go back or whatever, head east on near Fort Morgan. There's some of the best cinnamon rolls. They're as big as your head. I can still taste them. And the last time I talked about them, the family called up and said, we're still making them. Every time I'm home, I mean to get out there, and I don't. So I really have to take a drive to eastern Colorado and eat those cinnamon rolls again because they really are amazing. B in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. This is just a very quick call from a fellow word lover, pedant, and vichyssoise lover.
Excellent.
And for anybody who is on the air promoting her favorite recipe for that soup should pronounce the name correctly.
Oh, you mean vichyssoise, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Vichyssoise.
Okay.
Because of the final E.
Right.
In that word.
Right, so it's vichyssoise.
And I agree, vichyssoise rocks. One of the best things to have around.
It's delicious.
Hot days. So anyway, that's my quick frivolous call, other than to say thanks for holding down the fort so well.
Thank you.
While Jay's gone.
Thank you.
Yeah, you handle those wing nuts very well, by the way.
Well, thank you. I grew up with some, well, not quite that wing nutty, but pretty close. On the southern side of the family. I don't mean to malign my western one. Well, I had an uncle. Never mind. Anyway, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it, Bea.
Okay.
Enjoy that vichyssoise.
Thank you.
I'm Erin Hart. It's 303-713-7600. Listen. It is so important to eat well on the holidays, too. We're going to be devoting a good portion of the show on the 3rd and the 4th, I know, to good recipes. Barbecue, cold soups. If anybody has a melon soup, I'm always looking for a good melon soup recipe. That's easy. It's Clive, and I'm not sure exactly where you're calling from again, Clive. Cliff. Well, Cliff, I made you a Clive. But hopefully you're not a chive. Hi, welcome from Avon.
Hey, I guess it's open forum, open mic.
It is indeed.
I got a story here. The biggest story of in my lifetime that has been hushed up by the media is after Katrina, the police and the reserves, Army Reserve officers, went door-to-door and confiscated guns and rifles from law-abiding citizens. Now, we all know that the federal government was not unable to help down there, and even Bill O'Reilly and Rush has said that we cannot count on our government. We have to count on our own selves during these kind of crises. But here is the federal government, the Army, violating posse comitatus and going door-to-door, taking weapons and rifles and guns from law-abiding citizens who are not criminals, who need to protect themselves in these kind of situations. They've taken their guns, and now they won't give them back unless you can prove that you were the owner of the gun, and they were never given receipts by the police. So it's an out-and-out theft. It's a violation of posse comitatus. It should wake up everyone in the United States that they violated such a sacred vow.
Well, all of you Second Amenders should amendmenters, that was badly said, but anyway, those of you who believe in the Second Amendment should definitely watch this administration, because you know what? They'll suspend your rights quicker than they'll suspend mine. So I would definitely keep an eye on this government, because they would usurp your power like that. So you should get them out of power as quickly as possible and stop voting for Republicans quickly.
Well, I would say so, and just not only Second Amendment or people that for the Second Amendment. I would say anybody who values the Constitution.
Period.
The Second Amendment is just as important as the First.
Get them out. I agree. Thank you very much for your call. It's
okay,
It's 9:45 now. See, I actually will agree with somebody who believes in the right to bear arms, because I do believe in our Constitution, and I don't believe that was necessarily right in that atmosphere, because it was very dangerous. But the reality is, and they just had to call the posse comitatus was a real fear and should have been faced. And they should talk about these things. If they're going to do them, they have to follow certain procedures. It may be that you would be able to convince us that a temporary, you know, suspension of constitutional rights would be okay in extreme circumstances, but you better talk about it, and you better give receipts, and you better deal with it openly and honestly while you're doing it. Otherwise, it's going to smell to hell, and if you do it wrong, we'll know. We'll find out eventually, and there will be heck to pay. I was going to say hell to pay, but oh well. It's 9:46. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay.
Sir. what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Right there at Vasquez. Boulder Turnpike's in good shape. No worries in and around Boulder either. Weather forecast, mostly sunny. A few isolated storms this afternoon. Another 90-degree day. 96, the expected high. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, low 60. And a bit cooler for the weekend, partly cloudy.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Everything will be fine. They'll take time to take care of you. Avoid the 90-degree heat and shop late. You won't miss a thing with Rocky's Vegas-style canopy lights, and they'll take care of you and make sure you're plenty cool with some cool deals, too. And don't forget about their matching down incentive still going on out of Rocky's Autos. Rocky celebrates Independence Day with another year of their own independence of being family-owned and operated since 1982. And you don't get that way unless you've got tons of happy customers. It's still a great time to take advantage of Rocky's matching down incentive program, so get on out to Rocky's, 63rd and Federal.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably, enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Al Franken's coming up next. Oh, my goodness gracious. 303-713-7600. We're going to need more Vichy Suez because the House voted to end 25-year offshore drilling ban. Hopefully this will get stopped in the Senate. But in typical fashion for, this is according to Truth Out, in typical fashion for this Republican Congress, the full text of the bill was not made available in time for lawmakers to read it and analyze it. Even some of the Republicans cried foul. Led by Richard Pombo, they were cramming offshore oil drilling down our throats. The bill they passed on Thursday to lift the moratorium on offshore oil drilling contains some unusually coercive measures, including an unprecedented grant of power to the Secretary of Interior over federal aid to states. That's a direct hit at California and Florida. Nice! Oh, good. So glad. Now they're even... They want all the power. They really do. These guys who hate power, they again, just apply Orwellian principles to these guys. Just take the world, stand it on its head, apply Orwellian principles to them, and when they tell you they're protecting an environment, no, they're lying. When they tell you they hate government and they want to reduce it, no, they're lying. They want to expand it and they want to climb into your pocket. When they tell you that they believe in human liberty and civil rights and freedom, no, they are lying. Because their actions contravene their words every single time, practically speaking. And I mean no disrespect to sane Republicans. You guys must be particularly tearing your hair out at these guys who are maligning your proud party, who are certainly, Eisenhower loved Colorado. He came to Colorado often, and I think Mamie was from Colorado, wasn't he? She his wife. He must be rolling in his grave. He must be. I mean, he just has to be looking at this going, I warned them against the military-industrial complex. Look what they're doing. I warned them against unjust, unfounded wars. Look what they're doing. I mean, goodness. Goodness. 303-713-7600. If you have anything left to say on this Friday before the holiday, let me know quickly because we're coming to the closing moments of the show. Once again, it's 303-713-7600. Amy in Longmont, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. It's actually Erin, but that's okay.
I'm sorry. That's okay. I'm sorry. I'm used to Robin Hart. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Anyway, why I wanted to call is I wasn't sure if someone's mentioned it yet, but there's a film called Convoy of Death. Not. I know it doesn't sound like a real upper, but what it talks about, the subject of it, is how we got the prisoners for Guantanamo.
Right.
And they talk about that there were, you know, civil warring factions and warlords versus warlords in Afghanistan. And basically,
and we offered bounties, didn't we? Like,
we just said, here's a few million dollars. Give us, you know, I think it was something like 32,000 a head or whatever.
Mm.
And give us
which is a lot of money.
And they did. And then they did this terrible thing. I'm not saying these guys are totally innocent of any crime ever.
No.
But they might not have anything at all to do with Al-Qaeda or 9/11 or anything that we're pretending that we're holding them for.
And this is part of, and this is the big part of the problem. And thank you for confusing me with newswoman Robin Hart, by the way. That's a compliment. But
sorry.
No, it's fine. But I just, you know, it is... It is so. Have you seen Why We Fight Yet by Eugene Jarecki? It is so good. It's out in the video stores now. I just rented it. We are trying to track him down for an interview next week. We're going to be talking immigration. We're going to talk to immigrants, and we're going to talk to the Center for American Progress. But I really think we ought to, you know, we've got to make ourselves aware of our history and of our warnings. You know, one of the things that they indicate is preemptive war is not new to the United States. We've done this before. Time and time again, and we just have to stop it. This is wrong.
Well, I just wanted to make the point for the people who keep saying that those are hardened killers and they're terrorists and whatever. You know, it might be the equivalent of arresting a bunch of Crips and Bloods and sending them off to Afghanistan to sit in their prison, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's not the same variety. Maybe we got a bunch of garden variety thugs in there, or it could be mistakes. I mean, you've already mentioned several mistakes, but how we could get someone in such a terrible place without any due process, that's what this film, Convoy of Death, talked about. I saw it at the library. I'm sure you could look it up online. And the whole process of getting those people there, I'm sure they think they're in hell right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, they've been committing suicide and having hunger strikes. I mean, good grief. Yeah, I think they are. Do think they're in hell. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy. I appreciate it. Happy 4th of July. And the other thing is, too, let me just remind everyone, I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday, 303-713-7600. The movie she mentioned is Convoy of Death, and the other one I recommend highly for you to view this 4th of July holiday is Why We Fight. I will also be joined either Monday or Tuesday by Martha G. of BartCop.com, a fine liberal site. Do check it out. Jennifer in Loveland, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, I got cut off there for a second.
That's okay.
All right. I just wanted to make a quick comment, which is totally off the subject of everything you've been talking about.
That's fine. Open topic Friday. It's fine.
All right. I'm a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. I also happen to be a lesbian. I've been with my partner for 7, going on 8 years. And I listen to a lot of talk about domestic partnership and such, and I just wanted to point out something that I don't hear too often, which is, and it really upsets me, the fact that criminals have more rights to get married than I do. A convicted murderer in jail can get married and never see the person they married, and I have no legal standing to do anything. And I just wish more people would mention that because it drives me crazy.
No, I find it appalling. Which of the possible four ballot initiatives do you approve of coming up in fall? Any of them? None of them?
Well,
obviously not two of them, I would think, but anyway.
Right. Well, I know there's something regarding domestic partnership. I unfortunately am shamed and hang my head. I don't know the details of it.
I think it's okay. Me, personally, I'm pretty radical. I just think you ought to be able to get married, and if you can find clergy to do that and that's your choice, great. And if not, that's fine, too. But I don't think I have any business telling you whether or not you should get married. So I say go ahead. So,
well, frankly, I think
the one
that
comes closest to that.
I'm sorry. The whole religious should be separate from
the state,
the
absolutely. But what I meant was, if you want to, the state should have no intervention in it. And if you choose to be married in a religious ceremony as well, and that is in accord with your religious beliefs, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't impose my religious beliefs on everybody else.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks for letting me make my comment.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And the 4th of July is coming up. I'll be back Monday and Tuesday. Thank you, John Turk, very much for all of your help. Thanks to Jerry Bell. Thanks to Jay Marvin for keeping it in Vegas a little while longer. I'll be back with you on Monday and Tuesday. Happy 4th of July.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously. Everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
How come all the good guys are married?
Yeah, where are all the great women?
I've tried every online dating service.
You never know if the profiles are true. Some are actually bogus.
Yeah, and then you find out the creep's married.
Or pictures from 15 years ago.
Then, if you're lucky enough to find someone interesting, they live in Anchorage.
Matchmaking services cost a king's ransom and don't work.
And, of course, speed dating is really natural.
I did the...